Hi, you're listening to the Common Man and Timmy podcast, sponsored by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. You know, a lot of people come up to me and say, Common Man, can we just give you some money? Because we like the show so much. How do we support the show? And I say, you know what? I don't take money. But my friends at Care Heating and Cooling, they take money and they support the show. And they'll actually do some work for the money. Unlike me, I'll just take the money and run away. If you're in the need for HVAC assistance, and at some point you will be, remember my friends and sponsors of the program, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Good afternoon, I'm Jacob Reimer. The Cincinnati Reds continue their series with the Cubs at Wrigley Field tonight at 7:40. Brady Singer will be on the mound for the Reds. Cincinnati looks to snap a five-game losing skid. As for the Guardians, they try to end their own three-game losing streak with Game 3 of their series with the Royals. Joey Cantillo will start for Cleveland. They get things started from Kansas City at 7:40 as well. Round 2 action in the NBA playoffs tonight. The Knicks host the 76ers, holding a 1-0 series lead. Philadelphia's Joel Embiid will miss Game 2 tonight with ankle and hip injuries. Tip-off from the Garden is at 7 o'clock. Western Conference semis, the Spurs look to even their series with the Timberwolves as they trail 1-0, a 9:30 start time in San Antonio. Second round, the NHL playoffs, the Sabres host the Canadiens with Game 1 of their series, and the Golden Knights take a 1-0 lead into Game 2 hosting the Ducks. This update is sponsored by RCD RV Supercenter in Heath, Delaware, and Pataskala, or at rcdrv.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
How? Good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Wednesday. Welcome in. The good clean boy is golfing today over at Jack's place. And so Joshua Perry with his Abe Lincoln beard.
Howdy.
I like that beard.
Thank you.
I want you to loofah my back.
Just
get some of that dead skin over there. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, we're doing. We are doing.
That's not a good way to start.
Doing good, Mike.
All right. Teddy, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
All right. Leather jacket time with Nicole Sheeran at 3:30. She's in a bad, bad mood.
Heard she had a little mishap.
She says it wasn't her fault. I don't believe her. She was over at Jack's place today. It's media day, so Dom Tiberi's golfing, King is golfing, Timmy's golfing out there. And Nicole was doing some shots, right? Had the camera out and capturing some of the action, little healthy wager between radio and TV. Said she got some really good footage. And then, I don't know how it happened, but the SIM card, you know, that stores all of the information.
Sure.
Just up and walked away.
Disappeared.
So now she's got nothing.
Without a trace.
I offered, because she said, I don't know what I'm going to do for my news hits tonight. I said, I offered to come on and vamp with her for a little while. And
I don't know. I don't know if that's going to work.
Do a little stand up.
What we could do.
What?
And I would be willing, is we could reenact all of the things that she saw. So she tells us what to do, and you and I could pretend.
Who am I going to be?
Who do you want to be?
I think you need to be Dom.
Okay.
Hey,
and I'll be Adam King.
Adam, why don't you go and tee me up here?
Okay, Dom. All right, Dom.
See, this will work.
Hey, Dom. Is it okay if I don't follow you into the bathroom the next time we go, Dom? So, leather jacket time with Nicole Sheeran at 3:30. And at 5 o'clock today, we're going to play a little game called Who Is This Guy? I want to test your knowledge of guys that you played with.
Right on.
At The Ohio State University.
Great.
It serves two purposes. Number one, I think it's a fun little game, and it gets people to remember some names that you probably haven't heard in a while.
Sure.
Number two, it gets your brain working.
Got to get the synapses
fired. Well, you lose it.
Oh,
right?
A lot is being lost.
Something that I just said there made sense.
A lot is being lost up there.
Ginkgo biloba. What you been cooking?
Did I tell you about the deep fryer that I purchased? I purchased a deep fryer?
Again, I don't remember.
Okay.
I think I need to be playing some memory games.
We'll get one of these. One of these days, we'll get your memory jogged. So I purchased a deep fryer, and so I had a big fish fry. Can't talk either.
We're off to a good start.
We're off to a hell of a start. So that's been my latest toy, frying some stuff. My wife makes me take it outside because she hates the smell that lingers in the house from the frying.
So what's the specialty then? The fish?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Are you trying other stuff?
I'm going to.
Like deep fried Snickers bar? You can't have Snickers.
Can't have a Snickers bar.
Peanuts.
But I'll try some stuff. But, you know, that's the main reason I wanted to get it was so I could host a fish fry. So
I was at this bar once and they had deep fried pizza where they would take the already pre-cooked piece of pizza and they dip it in batter.
Sure.
And then they'd throw it in the fryer. And
how was it?
It actually wasn't bad. I thought it was just going to be a novelty. Well, they served it with some marinara for dipping.
Okay.
So on the inside, it's almost like a calzone because then the inside turns into a melty, cheesy goodness. And then you dip it in the marinara. It's not bad.
I don't know if you sold me, really.
What about a deep fried Oreo?
Yeah, I mean, fair food is phenomenal. I could do that. I would do that. I've never had one.
Fried butter?
Not doing that. So speaking of butter, popped up in a group chat that I was in. But you remember when everybody was like, oh, I'm going to do the keto diet.
I think people are still doing that.
Yeah, no, people are. But it became like the fad diet of the time, right? And so you'd go and you'd see all these influencers and they're like, you know, I'm building out my keto menu and I'm going to do some snacks. And their snack would literally be pats of butter is what they would eat. They would just eat butter.
All right.
They'd put butter in the coffee. We eat the butter because keto.
And pork rinds.
Yes. Which I do love a good pork rind.
You're not doing the keto, are you?
No, I'm not. Not really.
You got to make me some more cobbler.
Not really committed to a diet right now.
Keto crap. I've given Timmy a challenge too, by the way. As he's out golfing, I have challenged him to find Jack Nicklaus and pose for a picture, preferably with Tim playing the role of Barb Nicklaus and then Jack's behind Timmy. Just lurking in the back. Teddy, have you gotten any word from Timmy if he's done this?
I have not heard anything yet. So,
well, he hasn't been arrested.
No.
I haven't gotten that call. So that's something. Pistons beat the Cavs last night. Game one. You keeping up to date on NBA playoffs?
Yeah. We were talking about it around here a little bit earlier. I think I've told you about this. This is one of the things that I don't get with other sports fans. I can disconnect. So the Cavs, for example, against Toronto, felt like they should have handled them a lot better than they did. So once they started screwing around later in the series, I stopped watching them. Stopped watching. So now I'm back in, and this game two will tell me whether I'm going to continue watching this series or not. That's kind of how I've been consuming the Cavaliers. Watch a little bit of the rest of everybody because I don't care.
Did you grow up as a fan like that, though? Or is that just something that developed?
No, this is
later years.
This is me being a mature adult and deciding that I'm not going to let a sports team dictate how I feel on a day-to-day basis.
I don't know what that's like, being a mature adult.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds healthy. That sounds good.
Yeah.
I'm never going to get there.
I just act like they don't exist when they're bothering me.
And you can just do that?
Yeah, and then I'll jump right back in when it's time to jump back in.
You see, it sounds like to me you're in store for some sort of breakdown. Where you think you're healthy, you think you're doing it the right way.
Aren't we all, though?
I'm not like these mouth breathers that get upset for days when my team does something wrong. Then all of a sudden, you just go out and you kill a drifter. You find somebody on the side of the road.
That's aggressive.
It's going to sneak up on you.
I don't think it'll sneak up. I hope it doesn't sneak up. That would be bad for me and for you, for everybody else.
If you kill a drifter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was reading something today, and I thought you would appreciate this. They're building lots of urban food courts now.
What is an urban food court?
It is exactly what it sounds like.
Well, it's, urban has become a term that describes people more than areas.
No, no, no.
So
it's
I'm
not.
Like, are we, you know, Harold's chicken and fish?
You know, let me tell you something. I'd be at that food court.
Is that where
if it's like urban Church's food court, chicken
is it
and
soul food?
I'd be there. Like, it's like the scene in Blues Brothers where Aretha Franklin gives me a song and a dance.
There it is.
No.
All right.
No, in urban areas that are in need of some revitalization.
Sure.
They'll take a plot of land that really hasn't had too much success, and they'll essentially put 5-6 little restaurants there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a food court. You walk around, and this is all the rage. And this is what I've been saying for years when it comes to the streaming services. We are morphing back into what we thought we didn't want.
Yeah.
Where it's, hey, streaming service is cool. I could watch my favorite show and I can binge it on there. And it only cost me $5 a month. Now it's turned into I'm paying all of this money for all this original programming that I barely watch. And they're just starting to bundle all this stuff together. And they're going to give it a name like Cable. Right? And we're going to be right back where we started. We're going to be right back at cable. We thought we didn't want cable, but deep down we really do. We thought we didn't want the mall. Mall's gone. But all I see now is, oh, food court?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, food court. Maybe do some shopping with
good,
the food court.
They want the good part of the mall, right? Like, the food court was always one of the parts of the mall that I think we all enjoyed. You know, you go get your Charlie Sub because there's always one in there, Chick-fil-A, but it's not open on Sunday, so don't get your hopes up. And then whatever the Chinese spot is at your particular mall, like, everybody enjoyed that aspect of it. Spencer's, you can only walk into so many times and be entertained. Like, after a while, that gets old.
I told you I worked there.
No, you didn't.
I did. I was an assistant manager.
Of course you were.
At Spencer Gifts. Oh, man, I've got stories.
I'm sure you do.
I've got stories.
Oh, man.
Most of them involve peepees.
Yeah, of course.
We sold peepee pasta.
Like the noodle shape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Actual wieners.
No, I'm saying, like, you know.
Yes, yeah. Shaped like that.
Yeah.
Think about that. You work at Sears.
Mm-hmm.
Someone calls you on the phone at Sears. You got any pasta shaped like wieners? You hang up the phone.
Right.
But at Spencer's, you say, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
We have several varieties. What would you like? I got stringy. I got that. You want like a rigatoni? Really girthy? Magnum? Magnum pasta?
There you go.
Choke on it.
Oh, my gosh.
How you doing, Ted? All right?
I'm still doing good, Mike.
All right. I got something for you. Jackets last night went into the draft lottery, had an opportunity to move up or down. Well, you know what? That's not a tease. They didn't do anything. There, I'm going to ruin my tease. Jackets stay at 14 because really, who the hell cares about that? But we will talk about potentially a new college football calendar next. Colin Mann and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Things are moving a little slow. Just a couple minute backup on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. We also have slower traffic on northbound 71 on the south side between Greenlawn Avenue and I-70. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Morning Juice is now live on YouTube. Join Bobby Carpenter and Jeff Thedoff weekday mornings from 6 to 8.
Just search 971 The Fan to catch the live experience or watch on demand.
The Fan.
Feeling strong.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Cloudy skies eventually become mostly sunny throughout the day, with our temperatures getting up into the upper 50s to low 60s, and then for tonight, becoming mostly clear overnight with our lows into the upper 30s to low 40s. For Thursday, we will see clouds increase, but overall a pretty lovely day with temperatures in the upper 50s to low 60s. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
A show you can feel deep down in your plums.
No! That is a bad place to touch. No. No, 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 no.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
I forgot to mention that today's a good clean Wednesday. What does that mean? That means you email the program goodcleanboy@gmail.com. Nothing is off limits. We may not answer it, but you can send it. And Joshua Perry's here today. So if you have any super secret, embarrassing questions for Joshua, like did you ever have sex with and strangle your in-home maid slash cook? Like Stephon Diggs was alleged to have done.
Right.
Although, you know what? He was let off the hook today.
So, do we know the genesis of that relationship?
Yes. Apparently, she lived in the house.
Sure.
She was the live-in cook.
Right.
And she says that he was very abusive to him.
Was this overlapping with his relationship with Cardi B?
I think so.
Okay.
Well, you know, you have Cardi B, and then the chef cooks you a Hot Pocket.
Right.
Got to give a tip.
Of course.
Right?
A tip for the
Hot
Pocket.
Maybe just the tip.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. But she says they were intimate.
Yep.
Things got volatile. Now, he's let off the hook in the fact that he doesn't have to go to jail, but the NFL is still investigating Stephon Diggs. I said the other day, I just found it very odd that this wasn't a situation where it's a he said, she said, and maybe there's a civil suit involved. I mean, we're talking about criminal felony strangulation charge.
Right.
And he was able to go the entire postseason and Super Bowl without anybody really saying anything about it.
Sure.
I just found it weird. That's all.
I tend to agree with that. It's typically something that pops up. Although I do... One of the things that kind of bothers me a little bit, but one of the things when you're watching a pregame show or even during a game broadcast, when somebody mentions a player and then as a part of the context of the story of the season is this player is in hot water for X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
People on social media.
Yeah, people crap on the broadcaster.
Yeah, they'll be like, why do you have to put him down? Why would you say that? It's the game that has nothing to do with the game, but it's telling the story.
Absolutely.
I feel like it has a place in a broadcast.
Of course it has a place in the broadcast.
Yeah,
that's what we do is tell stories.
But people don't like that anymore.
Do they?
They.
I mean, look at the Olympics.
Yeah.
Nobody cared about the Olympics until, and you know what? I don't think he's a genius in all other retrospects like a lot of people do, but Dick Ebersol, longtime NBC producer, he said, we got the Olympics, but we put the Olympic events on, and nobody watches them because nobody knows anything about these sports.
Right.
We only see them once every 4 years. They're not very familiar with them. So instead of focusing on the sports, we're going to tell the stories of the athletes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when America finally realized, ooh, I like this.
Yeah.
I get to hear the story of the athlete. Yes, of course, you get to see them compete and you cheer for them, but you cheer for them because you're aware of their story.
It's the Kentucky Derby thing as well. like watching that, you know, it's a million hours leading into a 2-minute race.
Right.
But
right.
People love the storytelling. I think the part where people get turned off now is for football, for example. You said with the Olympics, nobody knows these athletes. They don't know that much about the sports. We know too much about these people now. And I just feel like folks want to watch a game without having to deal with all of the other storylines, which I do still think are important context. I just feel like people are like, no, I didn't come here for that. And that's just where we are as a society.
Well, and that's one of those things where you can't please everybody.
Well, no.
You know, but then again, we got these alternate broadcasts, right? Maybe we have alternate pregame show where it's...
No, Court TV. Court TV. Starts putting their analysts on an alternate feed, and it's like, yeah, here's this guy's rap sheet. Let's go through it.
Nancy Grace is the host, screaming at people.
That's right. That's right.
I like that. All right. Coaches are angling for a change to the college football calendar. So the American Football Coaches Association, they announced yesterday 4 proposed calendar changes. They want to end conference championship games. They want to reduce open weeks and seasons by weeks from 2 to 1. They want to preserve an executive or exclusive window for the Army-Navy game in December, but allow postseason games to be played on the same day in a different time slot. And they want to reduce the minimum number of days between games to no fewer than 6. They also believe, although they will not hitch their wagon to any particular number, that there should be more teams in the college football playoff, which, of course, we are getting there at some point, whether it's the Big Ten's utopia of 24 teams or 16, like the SEC is more comfortable with. What's your first reaction to what the coaches are saying here?
I'm really upset that one of these proposed calendar changes isn't, let's play the national championship on a Saturday, the day that we typically would play the games. Like, the Monday night thing kills me. That is one of my, it's one of the biggest things in this that bothers
me. They want
me.
That exclusive window. They don't want to go head-to-head with playoff
totally
football.
I totally understand. But a Monday night at 8 p.m., brother, I'm a grown man with children. Like, that, it's not, I don't want to have to do that. That's, it's so outside of my typical viewing routine. And I get all of the reasons why. But it feels insane to me that it's a, like, hey, Monday night, that's what we're going to do. I hate it. Every part of it.
All right, so if you were making the executive decision, Saturday, what time are you playing?
I like a little prime time.
You just said you don't want the night.
Well, on a Saturday, it's different than a Monday.
Doesn't matter if the Rugrats are just running around like crazy people.
Dude, we prepare all week to get to the weekend, all right? Like, we got that whole... But doing it on a Monday, it's like, dog, I got kids I got to put to sleep. I'm already tired because it's a Monday. Nobody wants to deal with anything after work on a Monday. And then I got to wake up and it'll be Tuesday and I got to go back into the office. Like,
you take the day off.
You know, Saturday is Saturday.
Teddy, you know and what I want to do, don't you?
Sunday.
What time you think I would have the game?
Big noon.
Big noon! That's right! Saturday at noon. Why wait? Let's go.
You trying to be funny here?
No, I'm not trying to be funny.
Are you really a fan of...
I love noon. I want every... And this pisses off all the Ohio State
this
fans.
This is unpopular.
I don't care if it's unpopular. I love noon. I want to marry noon.
So the older I get, the more I enjoy getting the game in early and then being able to do whatever...
Absolutely.
...with my... emotional attention the rest of the day.
Absolutely.
However.
I don't like the however.
You know the environment. People talk about that. It's not, and they can't do a whole day of pregame shows. They can't have a 4-hour-long college game day.
Oh, no.
If the game is at noon.
I can't see Herbie acting like an idiot with Ric Flair's my dad signs in the background.
You can't do it.
Yes, I can. They get there early. First of all, you're thinking too small. If you're that concerned with the atmosphere and tailgating, you don't go to bed. Friday night's for losers. You don't go to bed. You tailgate all night long, then you're ready for noon.
I don't think I can pull
that off.
Little
kegs and eggs in the parking lot?
Yeah, not for a national title. But I think and this is where I'll agree with you, all of the consternation about noon kickoffs, a little bit overblown for me.
Oh, absolutely. We just like to complain about
everything. Yeah, and I totally get it. Like, you'd like to feel like you have a marquee night game every once in a while, which just isn't happening for Ohio State right now. The new name, it ain't that bad.
Did you see the money that they just handed out this week?
That's a lot of money.
I mean, you're talking just shy of $100 million for one fiscal year that Ohio State's taken home.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there's some give and take with that. Are you... Like, I had this conversation about Mark Cuban. Mark Cuban bitch and moans. Oh, if I was still on the team, I wouldn't have traded Luka. It's like, yeah, but you sold the team, dummy. All right? You sold the team. And so you give up your sense of control when you sell the team.
Right.
You decided we're all in on what Fox is going to give us.
Sure.
And Fox has decided, and it's their prerogative. They're in the business of trying to sell advertising, that the noon window is the window they want to go with. And more often than not, they're doing a huge number. Who the hell cares about the West Coast?
Nobody.
They don't seem to care.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I'll tell you from my perspective, being in prime time on NBC, we get those games that Fox is like, whatever. And they don't do the same number. They just don't. Right. And so, like, part of it's the matchup, but the other part is like, yeah, I mean, if USC is going to be a college football playoff team this year, maybe you want them. But like, if they're not, people out there in Southern Cal ain't watching.
Maybe if you're a little bit more like Joel Klatt, they would watch.
Okay.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
Leather jacket time with our gal Nicole Sheeran coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Keep an eye out for a disabled vehicle that's on eastbound 33 at 270 on the East Outer Belt. And we've got slower traffic on eastbound 270 on the North Outer Belt between US 23 and 71. This report is sponsored by Ashcroft and Oak. Show her, you see her. Husband alert, she sees right through you. This Mother's Day, show her you see her. Ashcroft and Oak. Do it before she reminds you again. Shop today at fornowandforever.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
What up, bitches? It's Leather Jacket Time with 10TV's Nicole Sheeran.
Sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub. Home of award-winning pizza and 32-ounce Yingling drafts for only $4.
Here she is, the star of stage and screen, 10TV's Nicole Sheeran.
Whoop, whoop. What's going on?
And you're the only one in leather today.
I was about to say, I feel like an idiot right now because I'm in a leather jacket that's not mine and glasses.
Joshua Perry is here and he didn't have leather, so I felt bad.
I thought about bringing one, but I was like, I don't have to.
So I have my assless chaps on.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
Oh, not. Is it like breezy? Are you a little chilly? Because it's cold in here and I'm freezing.
It's beautiful in here.
Oh, that's great.
I'll point that fan right to you.
That's great. So you didn't feel bad to have him without... alone, but you are fine with me just being weird and by myself.
That's exactly
dressed
right.
Like this.
Yes.
Okay.
And you're more comfortable being weird.
I am.
And by yourself.
You're right. That's true.
You want to tell people what happened today? I already did. But
oh.
I mean,
okay. Well, yeah.
From your perspective.
It's been a day. Well, I went to Mirfield for Memorial Media Day very early this morning, and we got to talk Jack Nicklaus and Jackie.
Yeah,
his
how
son,
you doing? Hey, Nicole. How are you?
It was great. Just like that. Just like that. Oh, yeah, it was great.
Yeah, how are you, Toots?
toots.
Yeah.
And so it was great. We interviewed a bunch of them, whatever. And one of the SD cards in my camera is now missing.
This is the memory card that
misplaced. Yes, the memory card that has all the videos on it.
Okay.
Of stuff we shot. We had two cameras, so some of the stuff is on the one camera, some of the stuff is on my camera, and we're missing one of the SD cards on my camera. So it's been a little bit of a time. Everybody keeps walking by my desk saying, is something wrong? Like, is it that obvious on my face that I'm
yes.
like, want to kill someone?
That's the first thing I said to you.
I know.
When I saw you
and
today.
That's the first thing Maddie just said to me, is he said, are you okay?
Well, I didn't notice.
Oh,
I thought you
okay.
were, you know, you had like a poker face
you
on. Yeah.
You don't see Nicole all the time.
I've seen her enough.
Because
yeah.
usually when you walk in, you're like the Grand Marshal of the Rose Bowl Parade.
Yeah! What up, bitches?
You know, and then when you have a normal look on your face,
you're concerned.
I'm concerned.
Yeah, you're concerned. That's so true.
Because either, you know, another mole had to be scraped or, you know,
that's
someone's
coming
dead.
Soon. That's coming soon. Don't
more
worry, guys. Yeah, more. In 2 weeks?
So what are you going to do for the news now that you don't have any material?
Well, so we do have some material. We have the Jack interview and a couple other things on the other camera. So I can work with that. It's just, you know, nothing I can't do. You know what I'm saying?
It's just, great. You know.
It's just a little wrinkle in the day. But you know what? That's nothing that Coco can't handle. We're making it work. We've got some sound to work with, and we're going to make it happen. People watching the television will have no idea.
Well, they're going to
well,
have
now
an
they
idea
will,
because I told them.
Because you, yeah, I told everybody, but you know.
I think you guys need to be more honest on TV.
I am incredibly honest
no,
on TV.
No, but you should just tell, you should start your sports report like, hey, we would have had more cool stuff for you. Except the Michigan fan producer lost it.
Hey, guys, just want to start it off for y'all.
Yeah.
Real talk
this is
gonna, here.
This is going to suck, but this it was going to be much better.
This video may be from 1995 because we don't have the other video that
That's
we
right.
shot. But just ignore that part. Ignore the random shots of some bears and some lions at the zoo because we had to cover it with something and we didn't have the right video. For
now,
today.
You went to the Kentucky Derby.
I did.
This past weekend. Your first
did.
Time. Did you enjoy
so
it?
So fun. It was amazing.
Yeah. Did you enjoy the outfits and
oh
the
my God.
Mint juleps?
Did you see my
and
photos?
The casual racism? Did you enjoy
okay,
all of it?
Not the last part. There was none of that there.
I like how you snuck that in though.
So the listeners don't know my mother, Cindy, but she is a fashionista and she loves her hats. And we went all out with the outfits. I had the hats, the dresses. My dad even popped off for everyone.
Describe
I don't know if y'all
the
saw
outfit.
The photo. Okay, so day
outfits,
one.
Plural.
Day,
yes.
Yeah, plural. Come on. You got to get it right.
All right
so
now.
Day one, you're supposed to wear pink. We didn't know that. I got lucky because my hat was pink and it had this like pink feather coming out with a pink flower on it. I could barely sit next to my mom in the car because our hats were so big. And then I had on a white and pink dress that had like floral print. That was day one. Day two, I got a little wild. And I tried to copy. Did y'all see Julia Roberts in that movie where she's wearing the brown and white polka dot dress?
What's the movie?
I don't know.
No.
Okay.
Pretty Woman.
There it is. Thank you. I didn't know which movie it was. Anyways, I recreated that. I had a black and white polka dot dress with one of those. You know how the dresses have the scarves with them lately? It's the trendy thing these days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. See, you don't know, but he know. He's in the know. You're clearly not, Mike. And then.
You know I have fashion.
You do. You do. You've got
you
spice.
You shut your mouth.
You've got spice. I know. Right. And then my hat is black and white. And this hat, I'm not kidding you. So we had to get in a shuttle on a bus to get to Churchill Downs. My mom and I could not sit next to each other on the bus because our hats kept like hitting each other. And my mom was like, stop hitting me. And I'm like, well, I'm just sitting here. But my hat is so large and hers was even bigger that we could not sit next to each other. But the hats, y'all, I could sit there and people watch all day long. It was insane. This one lady had a huge parrot on her head.
Mm.
Not a real one, but it was. She made it.
I don't think I like that.
No, it was cool.
It's a little too much.
I saw Billy B and his girly in person there. That was entertaining.
Who?
Bill Belichick and his
oh,
girly.
Oh, you saw Jordan Hudson?
And, yeah, in real life.
Yeah?
IRL. In real life.
Were they doing anything or was it just like a quick?
They were just walking, holding okay. hands, and my dad and I were waiting on the bench for my mom. And I was like, Dad, that's Bill Belichick. He goes, where? We looked and he goes, oh, and his girly's there that's younger than you. And I said, yeah.
Yeah, well, your dad's in his 70s and you're in your
he
20s.
Is.
Maybe you guys just sort of
okay.
play acted
no,
and started
no.
sucking face.
No, Mike. No, just because some people say what you call incest, we call love. That's not how we do
it.
You
are from the South.
That's not how we do it in California, Mike. Right. Okay?
I like how you're from California selectively.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Sometimes you're from California, sometimes you're from the South.
That's exactly right.
Did you drink mint juleps?
I did, and it is repulsive.
No likey?
No, it's straight whiskey. I mean, there's nothing else in there. I took a sip, and I about fell over.
A little whiskey, a little sugar water, some
do
mint.
Do you like it?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, you know what is good, though, is a Kentucky Spire. Have you had one of those?
What's in it?
It's bourbon, lemonade, cranberry juice, and lemon juice on top.
So just everything to mask the taste of the bourbon.
Of bourbon, yeah. Yes. No, I don't like bourbon or whiskey, but I'm in Kentucky, so I felt like I had to have a mint
julep.
You
had to.
My dad took a video of me, like, first taste of a mint julep. It was not a pretty video, because I made a face like I was five. Not liking food. You know,
I think it's cute that you still like to do stuff with your parents.
I love my parents. They're my best friends.
I know, and that's great. I'm saying that's wonderful.
We
hope
had the best time.
I hope that when my daughter is older, she'll want to do this type of stuff with me.
She will, I promise.
I mean, we're not going to go to the Derby and dress up like douches and do all that. But
are you saying that's what we did?
Yes, I'm saying that's what you did.
Okay, that's
but you
fine.
Enjoyed the experience.
I loved it. We already want to go next year. My mom already wants to go.
Do you ever...
Oh, go ahead.
No, you got it.
I was going to say something.
Do you ever fear that your daughter is going to go back in the archives and listen to the shows and then?
Well, we sort of have that discussion now.
Okay. Because
she's aware of what daddy does for a living.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, if that ever comes up where it's like, you know, I sort of resent the fact that she went on the radio and told embarrassing stories about the family and
or
me
talked
and
about
made
penis pasta.
Fart noises and penis pasta. I'll say that's very nice.
Wait,
hey, do you have any student debt? No? None.
Wait, what'd you just say? What pasta?
Because daddy paid for it.
Is a responsible
that's
human.
That's right, because daddy paid
sure
for it by talking about life noises
on
and
the
farts.
Right foot.
That's right.
And the way I paid for it, yes, I like that.
That's right.
Good for you.
I think she should come in and co-host with you one day.
She's been in before.
But like for 3 hours.
I don't think you're ready for that.
I'm not ready for
I
that?
I don't think the people are ready for that.
Why not? I think it'd be kind of gold content.
Just talk to a 9-year-old for 3 hours?
They say really interesting stuff.
They do. And
it's
also,
good for like 10 minutes.
She's not nine. She acts like she's 15. She's so mature.
Oh, those are the best 9-year-olds.
Yeah,
she's
going to
say
so
some
mature.
Really interesting stuff.
So mature.
I like how you,
I'm her biggest fan.
You're not
she's
around
my best
her
friend.
Very often. But what you're describing to me is a 9-year-old know-it-all, is what you're describing
no.
to me.
No,
which
she's
is what
not a
she
know-it-all.
Is. Oh, my God. She knows everything.
Did you see how she did his hair yesterday?
I did not.
Oh, my gosh.
I've been growing it out, right? Yeah. So she decides to put like 11 ponytails in my hair.
It was a vibe.
That is a vibe.
I actually had one of Kristen's friends doing my hair as well. So I had a 9-year-old doing my hair and a 29-year-old doing my hair.
At the same time?
At the same time.
Oh, wow. That's chaotic.
Mm.
Mm.
It's interesting.
Interesting.
I like the hair, though.
Do we have time to tell you about a weird encounter I had at Target yesterday?
No. Segment's over.
That's a tease. You guys would have got a kick
you
out of it.
You want to stick around for the next segment?
I will if you want me to.
Well, what are you going
to
do? Produce a newscast with no footage in it?
Yeah.
There's not a lot of cutting to be done back there.
I got to go make some content,
You should cut this
I
up
should.
And use it for the news. Nicole tells us her story about Target coming up next. Man, this show's really hit the skids,
really
hasn't
good.
It? Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a couple-minute holdup on eastbound 70 on the east side from Livingston Avenue to U.S. 33. And watch for a disabled vehicle if you're on northbound 71 on the north side at 670. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Serious crashes on Columbus streets cause permanent physical, financial, emotional, and property damage. Vision Zero is changing that through roadway redesign and a commitment to zero traffic deaths. Find out how at columbus.gov/VisionZero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face. as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Reds are on the Fan's family of stations all season long. If you don't listen, Terry Francona will ride his scooter to your house and yell at you. Your home of the Reds. The Fan. The Fan 2 and the Fan 3.
Common man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Timmy has more jiggling silicone in his Instagram feed than Sydney Sweeney riding a mechanical bull. This is Common Man and Timmy.
Timmy's not here today. Joshua Perry is with me, and Nicole Sheeran has stuck around for another segment because
sadly
she can't tell stories in a timely fashion. Also, it's Good Clean Wednesday. Email us goodcleanboy@gmail.com. And if you have a question for Nicole, if you can get the email in the next 10 minutes or so, I'll read Nicole text, and the more inappropriate, the better.
Oh, that's great.
All right, you said you had a story about Target.
Yes, so my parents were in town for the Derby. So my mom and I were at Target yesterday.
Still have not met your dad.
You haven't?
No, you brought your mom around, met her.
And you haven't met my dad.
Met Randall.
Oh, yeah.
Met him.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Your adult male friend from West Virginia.
That's great. Anywho, we're at Target. I'm looking at sweaters, okay? My mom is somewhere else. She abandoned me to go look at something else. And this man comes up to me, and he goes, oh, how was the draft? And I go, what? Like, what do you mean the draft? I then remembered I was wearing a baseball cap that said NFL Draft Pittsburgh. And I go, oh, it was really fun. Mind you, this guy's probably a little older than me by a couple years. And I go, oh, it was really fun. And he goes, yeah, I've never really understood why fans go for fun. And I said, oh, no, I wasn't a fan. I went for work. And he goes, oh, what do you do for work? And I said, I'm a sports reporter. And then he goes, oh, I work at Nationwide. And I said, oh, that's cool. I didn't really ask, but like, that's cool. And then he goes, do you have a business card? And I said, no, I'm off today. I don't have one with me. And he goes, yeah, I don't have mine either. Again, I didn't ask him, but that's okay. So then I go, oh, okay. And then he just was like lingering as I'm looking at the shoes.
He's trying to pick you up.
Oh, yeah, just wait. Then he goes.
Was he a good looking guy?
No.
He wasn't good and clean?
No.
Describe him.
Really nerdy.
Okay.
Like, really nerdy. Ginger.
I like how that's the first physical description, too.
Circle glasses, like the circular.
I like those. I have some.
No, not
everybody
like
can
yours.
Pull those off.
No, yeah, you can, Mike, okay, but not this guy.
Was he well-dressed, at least?
No.
Everything was
oversized.
I want a full visual of this.
So he had a collared shirt on that I'd like. The buttons were, like, not fully aligned. Like, you know how if someone buttons it wrong, it's, like, disheveled, where if you lean over, you can see inside, like, your stomach?
Yeah.
All right. And then he had a long overcoat on that was too big for him. His jeans were way too baggy. Like a big jacket like this.
Is he a school shooter?
What
kind of outfit is this?
I was like sweating, and all I wanted was for my mom to come back and save me from this man. But she was like in the whatever section looking at things at Target.
So he's lingering.
So anyways, he's lingering. And then he goes, are you married? And I go, no. And he goes, oh, can I get your number? And I said, oh, I actually have a boyfriend. I don't, as all our listeners
yes,
know by this
you're
point.
Very lame and pathetic. And
and then he goes, oh, well, can I see a picture of him?
Come on now.
I said, what?
Come on.
I didn't know what to do.
You should have showed a picture of me and you.
Well, I don't have one, like, queued up right away. I would have to, like, scroll in the archive. So I'm panicking. And I'm like,
A-plus work out of him.
Oh, my phone's dead. Like, I didn't know. It was, like, lighting up on the cart. Like, he knew I was lying. And I was like, oh, my phone's dead. Sorry. And he goes, oh, that's okay. I'm sure he's very good looking, though. Like, okay. And then he goes, sorry, because he could tell I was uncomfortable because I was. And then he goes, sorry, I just, you know, when I meet people, I just really latch on to them if I like them, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I said, oh, okay. And then my mom finally, oh my gosh, Cindy, like, come on now. She finally showed up. She goes, oh, what's going on over here? And I said, oh, I just met this man. And then he scurried away and he said, okay, good luck with your boyfriend, and left.
Well,
why did he ask for a photo?
In your mom's, I can't answer for him. In your mom's defense, because you're angry at your mom for abandoning you?
No. She
you're
was
an almost 30-year-old woman,
no,
and you're in a store.
I'm not mad at her. I'm just saying if she had come up sooner, this interaction wouldn't have gotten to the point where he's asking for a photo of my non-existent boyfriend and acting like a creepo.
You're better than I am. I'd have found that little call button that they have. The nearest one. I am being harassed by this weird ginger, and I need help immediately.
Why can't a really good-looking guy do that to me?
They don't have to.
What?
That's why.
Why is it always the weird people that do that to me?
Because the really good-looking guys are not taken. Combing Target for chicks.
I told
they're
my
being,
dad.
They're being taken to Target by the woman that they're currently dating to buy toiletries.
Yeah. I told my dad this story, and he goes, oh, yeah, I've picked up girls in a grocery store before. I said, what? That was before my mom, obviously.
Do you carry pepper spray or a taser or mini taser?
So I normally do, but I had to take it off for the draft because when you go through security, yeah, you can't have it. And then I didn't put it back on. But I normally have a little pepper spray thing.
Yeah, you need to get you a knife or something, too.
I know.
You got to be better at lying, too.
I know. Well,
you should have said, yeah,
that.
I was at the draft. My boyfriend just got drafted.
Oh, that would have been good.
But then you'd be like, can I see a picture?
Yeah, I don't have a picture.
Well, you
what
can
do
just
I
say
pull up?
You can just say just search Ty Simpson on Google. That's my boyfriend.
That's my boy. I'm not in any photos with him because our relationship's kind of on the DL. That's what I should have said.
Right.
Dang.
See, he's I'm his real girlfriend.
Yeah.
You know, he's got to keep up appearances with these other sluts, but me, I'm the one he goes home to.
I'm sure that guy was a real nice guy though.
I know.
Doesn't know how to rap to women.
I know.
It's a real problem.
I felt kind of bad about it.
Well, no, you shouldn't feel bad about it.
You know what's going to make your skin into a coat?
That's totally on him. You don't need to feel bad.
I know. I just, also when I said, oh, I have a boyfriend, that those words coming out of my mouth felt so foreign to me, which is so sad. I was like, I don't remember the last time I said that. Yeah. So that's my story.
Well, what does your boyfriend do for a living there?
He said,
NFL,
do you have a business card?
Yeah, that was the first word. Very professional.
He was trying to do it low key.
He was. Respect.
Well, you know, when I picked up my wife, I handed her a business card.
You did?
Yeah.
You would do that.
I did.
What'd you say?
I said, if you ever want to grab lunch or something like that.
I thought you were going to say something else.
Here you go.
Send me a fax.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, that was before phones, right?
No, it wasn't before phones, smartass. Get out of here. How many unread text messages do you have?
A lot.
How many?
25. I don't have my phone with me, but like 25,000 or something.
It's ridiculous.
Maybe not that many. That's a lot. Maybe like 2,100.
JP, how many unread emails do you have?
Unread emails?
Yeah.
Over 90,000.
What if a Sultan is trying to get a hold of you?
To steal all my money.
Right. Exactly.
Well. They probably have.
Bath, Bath and Body Works has a sale. It's just on for one day.
My wife would know. I ain't missing one of those sales. She hasn't missed one of those sales in ages.
How many unread texts you got?
Unread texts?
Yeah.
Zero.
How many unread emails?
Zero.
See, this is why me and Ted are friends.
No, I think it's because no one texts you guys.
No, people text me all the time. I read them and then I decide whether or not they deserve a response.
It's so much work. No.
It's not work. You look and then done.
If you can't get me in the little preview part that pops up, if you can't hook me at that point, I'm not reading the text. I'll just save it for later.
I
maybe
have
I don't get
zero unread emails. Zero unread text, and look at how full my battery is on my phone. Look at that.
100%. 100%. Like a loser.
100%.
What, do you sit by a phone charger all day long?
Yes. You sent me a screenshot the other day of something. You were on like 7%. I was having heart palpitations. Charge your damn phone.
No, it's fun, because then it's like, oh, can I send this before my phone dies?
I don't trust people that let their phone get that low.
I normally don't. Okay?
My wife does all the time, and I'm like, we're living on the edge.
Yeah, it's more fun that way.
It makes me nervous.
Try it sometime.
It makes me nervous.
See, you're the type of person that jumps out of planes, though, too.
I love it. Yeah. My dad and I are going again in a year.
What if you jumped out of a plane with 2% charge on your phone.
Well, you don't use your phone up there, weirdo.
What happens if you land off kilter and you're not in the spot? You got to have your phone to call for help.
I have a guy on my back, a guy
person. Well, that's lame.
No, it's you can't jump solo until you're certified. You have to do like hundreds of jumps before you get to that point. You are clearly
on your... I got a guy on my back. So anyway, I don't have a boyfriend.
You can't run away. You're falling towards Earth together.
You're like strapped together.
So anyway, literally. I heard about a real good Italian restaurant. You want to go?
Well, I have plans.
One time I asked the guy who was skydiving with me, I said, what's your favorite part about doing this? And he goes, not dying. And he was being dead serious. I didn't really like that answer.
Is he like, behind you?
Yeah.
So he's...
No, Mike.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if you're
behind
him.
You?
Yes.
So
he's strapped to the back of me.
He's strapped to the back of you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
This is as much intimacy as you're going to get. Get out of here, will you?
Okay, bye. This was fun, y'all.
Big Ten fans are taking a victory lap. Details next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Things are moving slow on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt between 315 and 71. And we've got a disabled vehicle that's partially blocking the right lane on northbound 71. On the north side at 670, we've got a tow on scene causing some delay. This report is sponsored by Fusion. Crab lovers, this one's for you. Dive into Fusion's Crab Fest, featuring two all-new sushi rolls loaded with flavor. It's fresh, it's fast, and it won't last forever. Roll into Fusion today and taste their world-famous crab rolls before they're gone. It's Crab Fest season at Fusion. Check it out at Fusion.com. Fusion, sushi for you. I'm Nicole, for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Testing live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Jacob Reimer. The Reds and Guardians both look to snap losing streaks tonight. Cincinnati has lost five games in a row. They continue their series with the Cubs tonight at Wrigley Field. Brady Singer is on the mound for the Redlegs. First pitch is at 7:40. Also at 7:40, the Guardians are in Kansas City taking on the Royals. Joey Cantilla gets the start for Cleveland. They've lost their last three games. NBA playoffs continue tonight. The 76ers are at the Knicks looking to even the series at one game apiece. Joel Embiid has been ruled out for tonight's game two with ankle and hip injuries. Also tonight, the Spurs host the Timberwolves. Minnesota leads 1-0. And in golf, two-time Memorial Tournament winner Patrick Cantlay, 2023 champion Victor Hovland, and Justin Thomas have all committed to the 2026 Memorial Tournament. This update sponsored by BMI Federal Credit Union, voted best credit union for the past 8 years in a row by CBUS Top Picks. Visit BMIFCU.org to learn more. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
11.5. That's not the Buckeye football over-under win total. That's the amount of times Common Man wipes his crack. I'll take the over.
Ugh, what's that smell?
You're listening to Man and Timmy.
Timmy's not here today. Joshua Perry is with me. Fishy has handed me the plug sheet for tomorrow. T-Bone and Tyvis get you started 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. It's Thursday, which means they do the list, and their list tomorrow is best sports commercials. Bishop and Friends, 9 a.m. to noon. Paul Feinbaum, the Pied Piper of the Hillbillies, will be on at 10:30. Rothman and Ice, noon to 3. At 12:30, they will talk to Adam Schefter from ESPN. At 2:30, it's Golden Shower Thursday. With
Golden Jacket, I believe. I think it's Golden Jacket Thursday.
With Jerry Kramer, Hall of Fame Packer. Is he 100 years old? Are they calling the nursing home to talk to Jerry Kramer?
My goodness.
My God. Seriously, how old is Jerry Kramer? But however old he is, he's going to be on Golden Shower Thursday.
Okay. Can you take a guess how old he is?
I just said 100.
Well, it's a little less than 100. It's 90.
He's 90.
Yeah, God bless him.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, he'll be on tomorrow, And then on this show tomorrow, Timmy's back from his golf extravaganza. We'll talk to Adam Rittenberg from ESPN. Joshua Perry's with me. It is a good, clean Wednesday. You can email us, goodcleanboy@gmail.com. Nicholas said, I'm taking the wife to Restoration Hardware for our anniversary next month, and it looks fancy. Is there a real dress code at this place? I'm not going to dress like a schlub or wear soft clothes, but do I have to wear a suit? Help a guy out. No, you do not have to wear a suit. You're fine.
I feel like very few places nowadays really enforce a like strict dress code. I think people, I've seen people go into, you know, a steakhouse wearing t-shirt, hat, that kind of thing, and
yes,
get weird
I have
looks,
too.
But nobody really tells somebody to go away. Dress like you have some sense, and I think you'd be all right.
You'd be all right. I've seen people in all sorts of different attire.
Yeah.
I do like how I have, I'm putting out this recommendation. Have you been to the Restoration Hardware?
Oh, yeah.
Little restaurant they have
been
up there?
Restaurant. We've also been in the rest of the store.
Well, I'm sure you've been in the rest of the store,
yeah.
But
yeah,
it's always, you know, silly when I tell people, hey, you want a really good steak sandwich? You go to a furniture store. Go to the top floor.
I mean, IKEA's got meatballs, right?
They do have meatballs. Yeah. I've not been there in a while.
I mean, the restaurant furniture store combination is a real thing.
Well, you know what? That's almost like a throwback because back in the day, you go to like Lazarus at City Center, they'd have the restaurant there.
Yeah.
People would go and have a fancy lunch. We should get back to that.
We should.
Big department stores with cafes and fancy lunches.
Right. Right.
Me and you.
I'll do it. Sign me up.
We can take over Tuttle.
Well,
it's a dead mall. There's nothing there.
When was the last time you were over there?
I went over there actually for S's and Giggles not too long ago just to see how bad it was.
Yeah.
So it was probably a couple months back. And it's bad. It's depressing.
Yeah. I went around Christmas. Was it Scene 75 or whatever that basically like Dave and Buster's type deal is over there. This is the only thing popping over there. The rest of it, I was like a little bit, it was actually a little bit weirded out being over there as dead as it was.
You didn't get yourself a Asian massage?
No, I didn't.
From one of the places in there?
No, thank you.
You and Bob Kraft?
Mm-mm.
A little rub and a tug?
Uh-uh, not for me.
Okay. Teddy likes them. Right, Ted?
I never had them, sorry.
Put a stop to that. Hey, Jerry Kramer, 90.
Yes, he is.
What's the oldest guest we've had on this show?
90.
No. Who have we had that's been 90? Vito?
No, Jerry Kramer.
No, on this show, the one I'm on right now.
Well, probably the guy who was going to be on at 5:30 today, but he's on a cruise.
Rimmer doesn't count as a guest.
Okay.
He's just part of the show.
Then, who would it be then?
Remember that Jags reporter?
Vito
Stolito or whatever
Vito
his name was?
Yes.
He talked like this. He actually did sound like Jack Nicklaus.
Yeah.
Wow. But he had a phlegm problem and he had a pornography problem too.
Burt Sugar. That was kind of old days, but we had Burt Sugar on and he was, you know, he was older.
Burt Sugar. Are you aware of him?
Uh-uh.
All right, so he's a longtime like boxing writer, okay? And he's exactly what you would think about if you thought about a boxing writer. He had the hat, like the fedora on. Like pretty much had a little thing that said press on it, right? And he had like wooden teeth. And whenever there was a big fight coming up, he would call radio stations and say, do you want me on?
Yeah. That sounds about right, though.
That's not the way it usually goes.
No, but I feel like that is so boxing culture, though. It's like, yeah, I'm promoting.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
What did I tease for you? Our Big Ten fans have taken a victory lap. So The Athletic has put together a survey. They do this. They've surveyed Big Ten football fans to get their sense of what the conference is like right now. And you know, you've won the last three football national championships. Mm-hmm. You just won the basketball national championship. Well, this is more of a football-focused question. The question was asked, has the Big Ten surpassed the SEC as the nation's top football conference? 65.2% said yes. 26.6% said equal with the SEC.
Okay.
And 8.2% said no. Now, you're a conference guy. You're the one guy who bought that T-shirt.
Yeah.
Touting all the championships of different schools.
But I had to get it in a 3XL because they were sold out of the 2X. Seriously.
Are you surprised that the number is not a little bit higher than 65.2%?
No. I read through that article, and I was intrigued by a lot of the responses from fans about different topics there. But the consensus that people came to was, yeah, we're beating them at the top of the conference. But if we're looking top to bottom, it's really hard to say that the Big Ten has fully surpassed the SEC because it's just a more competitive league down there. And so I think that there were folks who were trying to be as objective as possible when they were making that evaluation. And so when the folks were like, oh, we're about on par, I think that's where a lot of those votes came in.
There's another question I find interesting. Should the Big Ten collectively engage in private equity or another outside revenue source in exchange for some control over future assets? 75% said no. 19.5% said depends on the equity, on the private equity firm. And 5.5% said yes. We've just seen this with the Big 12.
Right.
They just did this. They made it official where they've accepted private equity money. We know that Michigan was not a fan. We know that USC was not a fan.
Yes.
Do you eventually think this gets done?
They shouldn't do it. The main reason why, I feel like we've seen time and time again in society where private equity has basically taken all the things that you really like about stuff and made it all about the bottom line. I don't know how you do that with collegiate athletics, but they'll find a way to make us not like the sport. So I don't think they should. I don't think there's really a revenue issue here as well. Like we were just having the conversation a little bit earlier in the show about how much money is being distributed to the schools just based off of these TV deals alone.
Almost $100 million for Ohio State. I think it was $91 million.
So are we just being greedy at that point? Because it doesn't, you're at the top of the mountain when it comes to revenue. Like, it doesn't seem to me that you would need to sell 10% of the conference to a firm to get some more money.
No, but the game continues to change at a rapid pace. If we live in a world where football players are employees and they're on contracts, then perhaps we do. Perhaps that's not going to cut it.
Or when they become employees and they are on contracts, you just tell them, this is all the business makes. You don't come here and tell Fish to go seek some private equity money so he could put more money in your check.
Actually, I do.
Well, good on you.
I do.
Most people can't go to HR and be like, hey, y'all need to seek outside funds so you can give me more money. The money's the money. And we're at some point, we're just going to have to get comfortable saying that the money is the money.
The money is the money, but perhaps in a couple of years we look at that $91 million that Ohio State just pulled in for the last fiscal year and we say, oh my God, can you believe it? Such small potatoes.
Yeah.
Because there's something else the Big Ten can do to raise even more money. We'll talk about it next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a couple minute delay due to a disabled vehicle that's on northbound 71 on the north side going from North Broadway to Cook Road. We also have some slower traffic on westbound 70 between West Broad Street and Hague Avenue on the west side. This report is sponsored by Sunsetter. With a Sunsetter awning, turn your patio into a cool, shaded retreat. Up to 20 degrees cooler with the push of a button. And right now, save $350 at sunsetter.com. That's sunsetter.com. Life's better under a Sunsetter. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Last year, Eric Reeser and T-Bone staged the first annual Fan 5K. People had a good time and no one died. So we decided to do it all again. It all goes down Saturday, June 20th in Otterbein.
Presented by the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center.
Will Reeser's muscular calves explode? Will T-Bone's beard choke him while running? More importantly, will Tyvus, Common Man, and Timmy make total fools of themselves?
Maybe.
Magic 8-Ball says, signs point to yes.
Register today at 971therace.com.
Feeling.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Look for dry, clear conditions overnight into Thursday morning across central Ohio. Low temps around 40 degrees. On Thursday, a lot of sunshine, a dry day, high temperatures in the upper 50s. On Friday, we'll see some sunshine, but also a 20% chance of some rain showers and highs in the low 60s. A storm system with some heavier rain comes through late Friday, early Saturday morning. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Booing is one of the great joys of fandom. You boo bad. You boo lazy.
Your boos mean nothing. I've seen what makes you cheer.
You boo undisciplined. But you must always...
ew, and boo. This kind of thing is getting out of hand with you, too. Y'all are an official warning.
Here's Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Universal Windows Direct. Your window's been giving you trouble. Drafty. Leaking. It's no good. Costing yourself money and time. I want you to call my friends at Universal Windows Direct, because right now when you buy two windows, you get two free, and there's no limit. The more you upgrade, the more you save. Plus, 24 months with no payments and no interest. And if that's not enough, a $500 bonus off your home improvement project. Yes. Call them today, 614-502-5220, or visit UniversalWindowsDirect.com. Tell them Common Man sent you, and they'll say, who's that? And you'll say yes.
Awesome.
Joshua Perry is here with me today. Timmy is golfing. And we have some news. Nicole Sheeran from 10TV was very upset because they lost all the footage that she filmed out there earlier today. The SIM card from the camera went missing, but they have found it. It was on the 18th green over at Mirrorfield.
You serious?
Yes, I'm serious, Clark.
All right.
They found it.
Somebody must have done that to them.
What do you mean done it?
I mean, the 18th green. I mean, come on.
What does that mean? Somebody dropped it. They found it.
Yeah.
Why is it always some conspiracy?
This is the 18th. As opposed to just, you know, any of the other ones.
So if it was on the 17th green.
Yeah, it would have felt a little bit different. We're at the end of the road here.
All right. Boys to Men.
Love.
Want to give me a little?
No, I don't. I
the
do not.
The end of the road. I can't. By the way, speaking of singing, you told me that you saw the Michael Jackson
I did.
Movie.
I sure did.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I mean, from a visual standpoint, it was one of the best movies I've seen in that regard. From the sounds, I mean, music, obviously, but the way that they had it all mixed in there, I thought was phenomenal. The ending was a bit abrupt, not to ruin it for anybody.
They do any, like, little boy rapey
they
in
didn't.
That? No,
they
none
didn't.
Of that?
And I think the way that they've told it is they ran into some... legal issues because of the settlements that they made, Michael Jackson had made, and now as a state. So they couldn't get into some of that.
Janet, that's a pretty big thing to leave out.
Well, Janet wasn't even represented in the movie. Diana Ross basically introduced them to the world. Michael lived with her as a kid at some point. No mention of her.
Was Bobo the chimp in it? Bobo the monkey?
Bubbles.
Bubbles, I'm sorry.
Bubbles was in it.
Was Webster in it?
The rat?
Emmanuel Lewis. No, the actor, Webster.
No.
The little tiny actor he used to hang around with. Macaulay Culkin, was he in it?
No, I don't think so.
No.
But there were a lot of children in hospitals that he would visit. You know, like, that was a thing. But, yeah, they had a giraffe over a...
A giraffe?
Yeah, in the Havenhurst home in Encino.
Okay.
Before Neverland.
So you enjoyed it?
It was good. I would see it again, actually.
Let's go together.
We should.
Bust out all the tunes. What's your favorite one?
Boy.
Heal the world.
Now, I felt like they didn't spend enough time on the off-the-wall era.
Oh, yeah, you like that?
I thought that might have been his best work, was Off the Wall. And then I loved the Dangerous album because I'm a New Jack Swing kind of guy. And Teddy Riley produces, one of my favorite producers, New Jack Swing, all that sound, Blackstreet and Guy, you know those bands? Teddy Riley was the front man for those guys. Anyway, he produced a lot of that album, so that's my sound. I like it. But Off the Wall, to me, was better than Thriller. It was better than Bad.
What's on Off the Wall? Was that Rock With You on that one?
Yeah.
I wanna rock with you all night. Yeah.
Got me working day and night. Dun, 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 dun. That song, phenomenal song.
All right.
Yeah. So.
Thanks for the review.
Of course. Of course.
Daddy, what'd you do yesterday on your day off? Anything good?
I went downtown Canal to the diner. That's my new thing. Going downtown. The Wigwam Diner was nice.
What'd you have?
I just had a burger. Cheeseburger and fries. Because I've only been there a couple times. I've never had the burger there. I'm like, going to a diner, gotta try out the burger.
You like sit at the counter and the stool?
No, I was in a booth.
Oh. Right.
And it was fantastic. So good times.
All right, thanks, Ted.
Yeah.
We're talking about the athletic survey they did with Big Ten football fans, asking fans their thoughts about the state of the conference. We talked about the money that Ohio State brought in. The last fiscal year was just over 90-something million dollars. And you said, like, how much do we need? How much more money do you need? Right?
Yeah, how much?
I'll tell you how much more. I keep hearing about how there's no appetite for the Big Ten and the SEC to join forces and come up with a television deal between the two of them.
Bundling the rights.
Yeah. But can you imagine the financial windfall that would occur? Because if you're not in the Big Ten and the SEC business, then you're not in the college football business.
Sure.
You're out of anything relevant. I think that would just be a smart decision from a money perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than opening up your books to private equity firms and giving them chunks of your business.
I think, and this can't happen because of the relationship with the conferences, but the unbundling, like Ohio State doing what USC tried to do with their game against Notre Dame, trying to sell that to Netflix, or what Duke is doing, right? Like that to me is how they could really explode it if you're Ohio State. Now, that's not going to happen. So the next best thing to me is the bundle of the media rights package between SEC, Big Ten. And then I think from a fan standpoint, it probably benefits us in the sense that all of these networks are now going to be invested in all the same things. So they're going to be competitive, but they're going to want to make sure that everybody can have their shine.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to get the right windows for the right games without competition. You're not going to have to do the flip back and forth thing that we might be doing a little bit too much of right now.
The other thing I think is interesting, and this is college basketball, but I think this can apply to college football as well. Mark Pope over at Kentucky is on the hot seat. Now, survived the season,
mm-hmm.
survived the postseason, but Kentucky fans had it in their mind that, oh, he's going to hit the portal. He's going to bring in some big-time talent in the portal. Well, guess what? That has not happened. And they're saying that the seat is really hot for Mark Pope. He could be fired the next couple weeks strictly because he has not been active enough in the portal. To my knowledge, correct me if I'm wrong, we've never seen a guy directly fired because of ineffectiveness in the portal, at least not immediately. Could this be a trend that we see where, all right, you survived the season, we're planning on next year, you hit the portal, oops, didn't do well in the portal, well, you're fired after all.
That, to me, that feels so crazy. It feels insane, but we're also living in crazy land.
I was going to say, that's where we are now.
The fallout from that would be amazing. That would be the job that I would absolutely run to if I was a coach who was maybe looking for a different job, is I want to be the guy who follows the dude who got fired because he didn't do well enough in the portal. Because if you have a bad season, you can just say, well, you guys hated the players that he brought in. Like, what the hell was I supposed to do with this? And then if it's a good season, you're like, well, look at how good of a coach I am.
That's right.
Actually, we're going to renegotiate this contract right now. You should pay me more money.
Well, that goes without saying. Really, what we have in college football and college basketball to a lesser extent is we have a bunch of coaches on a succession of one-year deals.
Just like the players.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Everybody's basically on a one-year deal.
Now, from a player perspective, though, and there's... Look, I've always been a fan of players getting more freedom. Okay?
I thought I was.
See, that's the thing. A lot of people are in, I want to say, the boat that we're in.
Yeah.
Where you thought that freedom was good. And for a long time, they had none. Right. Right? And you went from none. It's like the Amish with the Rumspringa.
Oh, right? Yeah.
They grow up. They're very rigid. Uh-huh. And then, you know, they go for their Rumspringa. And most people, when they're not living under Amish rule, it's, all right, I get to drive a Kia.
Right.
I get to go to Target.
Right.
Right? But what the Amish do for the Rumspringa is...
You drop them off in North Philly and just let them go.
I get to have heroin.
Yes.
And be a stripper. And it's almost like that's where we've gone now with college athletics and the movement. Well, we used to not be able to move at all, so now let's move all over the place.
This is one of the best analogies I've ever heard, ever in my life.
I retire then. I got nothing else to offer you.
Yeah, I mean, it's the problem. And who am I to say I want to take the freedoms away from the student athletes at this point? But it creates all of these issues that we have where, again, and part of this is what is a rule and what is a law. And a lot of that is at odds right now because every rule is being challenged in court because of laws, right?
Right.
But this whole idea of, well, we got to bring in more revenue because, you know, next year it's going to be every roster is 50 and 60 and 70. It's going to go up. Probably have a $100 million roster, which is an insane thing to say here, you know, by 2030. Who knows? And so everybody's like, oh, we need to get more. Well, no, you just, like, we need some more structure here. You can't keep giving people money and then saying we're going to find the revenue. It just doesn't work like that.
All right, here's a question, though. Is college sports now like Major League Baseball was in the mid-90s? I'll explain what that means coming up in 2 minutes. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch for an accident that's blocking the left lane and causing some delay on westbound 270 on the north outer belt from US 23 to 315. And you're looking at a 10-minute holdup on northbound 71 between East Broad Street and 11th Avenue on the north side. This report is sponsored by AAA Tire and Auto Service. Come into your local AAA Tire and Auto Service and save up to $75 on brake service. Save $25 on brake replacement for one axle or $75 off brake replacement for two axles. Terms apply. Offer ends May 30th. See store for details. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Are you really telling me this is the highest rated sports show in the country?
Well, that's obviously not true.
Shit.
Yeah, that boy got diarrhea.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
Please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy.
Click.
Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Timmy is golfing today over at Jack's Place. Joshua Perry is with me. We're talking about the current state, college football, and is it sustainable? Is it not? Money perspective. Here's why I said that college football today sort of reminds me of mid-90s Major League Baseball, because you had the home run chase going on with Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa, and the country's coming off of some negative feelings about the game of baseball because of the strike, and really it's the home run chase that's bringing people back in that maybe had sworn the game off. And I think there were people looking at this saying, yeah, but this isn't real. Nothing what you're watching is real. This is bad for you. It's bad for the game. But for the majority of people, they didn't care. It was just fun for them. We do this for a living where we're knee deep in NIL and transfer portal and, you know, how much money is this television deal worth? But do you think the majority of the fans, you know, I mean, because obviously people are listening to us.
Right.
But not the same amount of people that are watching a Buckeye game on a Saturday on TV. Tens of millions of people. Mm-hmm. Do you think the majority of people care about any of these issues? Or do you think they just turn on their TV, they enjoy themselves, they turn it off, and that's the end of it?
Every Ohio State fan that I run into when I'm at Kroger, oh, you're the guy who used to play and now you're doing the thing on the TV? Yeah, that's me. Hey, so what do you think about all this stuff with the NILs and the transfer portal? It's like literally the conversation with everybody. Oh,
so you think it's crossed
crazy.
The threshold now, even the casual fans?
It has crossed the threshold. We were talking earlier about what do you say on a broadcast, what don't you say on a broadcast.
Right.
Like, I think at this point, if you were like, yep, and this was the transfer that they brought in who was rumored to come over for $2 million, they should probably start doing that. Honestly,
it's part of the game.
It's the story,
right?
It's the story. It's the context. Like we're that far into it where I think if you're a casual, you are still like this NIL thing or what about this portal? Like it's just what it is.
We talked about Jeremiah Smith yesterday. Jeremiah Smith was at the F1 race in Miami. He was talking about his dream car, which is a Lamborghini, and how he owns it now. Right? I mean, look, the dude makes millions of dollars.
Yeah, he does.
I'm not saying he shouldn't own the car.
I don't care what car he owns.
But he's just casually dropping it in conversation. Yeah, I got myself a Lamborghini.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Like, that's just the world.
You can bring that up on the broadcast, can't you?
You probably could. I mean, I was watching Jeremiah do something. And he's got these jeans on. They're called Chrome Hearts. Got little crosses on them. Some of these jeans, you buy them on the little websites, people resell stuff, $12,000. This is how guys are showing up.
God bless.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying, like, if people aren't talking about it, I just think they're actively ignoring what's going on. And this is not to be an indictment on how he spends money or whatever the case is. Like, and he, by the way, he's worth every damn penny.
Sure.
He is worth a lot of money, but it's too hard to avoid at this point.
I just wonder. Well, you know what? That's a different conversation for a different thing.
You want to go there?
No, because then it's like it's open ended. I wonder what the end point is. There is no end point. It will continue to evolve. You know, and I don't know.
Can it continue this way though?
What is this? Like,
can you get to a point where you have a $100 million roster and people can sustain that for multiple years? Is the question.
Certain programs.
Right. But that's how it's always been, though.
Right. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
We want to go back to, oh, the good old days. Good old days of what?
Right.
The $100 handshakes and...
Well, it's always been the haves and the have-nots, too. Like that.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, it's never... So, yeah, I mean...
You can make a case that now you've actually evened the playing field. Look, Indiana just won the national championship.
Well, sure.
Okay? Wrap your mind around that if you've been watching college football for more than 5 minutes. That would have been something that was unheard of
mm-hmm.
20 years ago. Right. Couldn't be done.
Right.
Now they have.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that just a flash in the pan? Or do you think that opens things up now for other programs that were the doormats for years?
There are a lot of Kurt Cignettis out there.
So you think it's all Kurt Cignetti?
No, it's not. I will tell you, I think... A lot of
it. I'm not saying you're wrong, by the way.
I think a lot of it was Cignetti, but I also spent a good amount of time around that program for the last couple years. And they have, when people talk about being aligned as an organization, a lot of times it's just running their mouths so they can sound like they do what good organizations
right,
do.
Right.
That president, that athletic director, that head coach, all aligned. That head coach, that OC, that DC, all aligned. That quarterback coach, that offensive coordinator, that quarterback, all aligned.
You're right. Not going to get that many places.
No, and so I think they're running the way that
a real organization should run. And when you now infuse Mark Cuban and infuse Big Ten fan base, which is typically making a little bit more money, living in some nicer cities, and a lot of people, you get a championship.
By the way, did you see that Mark Cuban came out and said, yeah, Fernando Mendoza, I did that. I paid for him.
It's so funny because for a while, he was very much like, all my money is going to academics, and I really don't touch the sports stuff over there.
Mm-hmm.
And even Cignetti's first year, they were like, do you want to get involved? He was like, no, not really. And then after he saw what Cignetti did year one, he was like, yeah, maybe I'll get on board. And this was probably why. He, just in case this happened, he wanted to be able to say, yeah, I helped build that.
And he can't help himself. These guys can't help themselves.
No, they're all like that. This is, I mean,
it's not good enough to say, I'm a proud alum. Mm-hmm. Look at what I helped contribute to. It was, yeah, I did that. I paid for that.
Yeah, I mean, well, I will say, if you're not getting your name on buildings and libraries anymore, you're absolutely going to get in front of any microphone you can and be like, yeah, I did that. The only reason these people have ever given money is for recognition. Let's be clear.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, there are anonymous donors.
And there are some people who are doing it with recognition, but for very good reasons. However, getting your name put up on places has been a very popular thing. People like to be recognized for that.
I talk about money. I saw that Patriots owner Robert Kraft, as the NFL and the union start to talk about a new CBA, Robert Kraft has come out and said the quiet part out loud, which is, I want to get to 18 games with this new CBA. And look, I always thought that 18 games was a foregone conclusion. Mm-hmm. You move to 17 games, you want that number to be a nice, round, even number. You move to 18 games. Do you think this is the CBA where it gets done?
I don't think the players really have much of a choice.
Of course they have a choice.
No, they have a choice. But what I'm saying is, like, I think that's going to be the one thing. Like, that's the sticking point. I think if for the owners, right, if there is a reason that the owners would lock them out, it would be because of getting to this 18th game. So, I mean, it could be drawn out and, like, it could get a little bit dirty or whatever the case is. But yes, I think if they don't agree to it beforehand, that's going to be the thing.
I keep waiting for things to get dirty, though.
You do?
Yeah, because, you know, for a long time, it just seemed so contentious, and we're not playing under franchise tags anymore. And there was always a lot of talk.
Yeah.
Right? This is going to be the year. This is going to be the year where the players actually put their foot down and we're going to have a work stoppage. Now, as a fan, I'm glad that we haven't gotten there.
Right.
Because I like the uninterrupted football, but I'm always perplexed then why the players always come back to the table and say, oh, yeah, what you wanted, we'll give it to you.
A lot of pressure. Guys going without checks. And I'll tell you, like, for some of these guys, especially dudes who are, you know, rookie deals, or maybe they're signing vet minimums or whatever the case is, that car note.
That's why you got to build the war chest.
Yeah, I mean, in the...
You got the Drew Breeses of the world back in the day that would fund that thing.
Yeah, and they've done a great job of funding, I'm not saying, but that makes people very nervous. Like, guys don't like going too long without their regular check.
I remember Ocho Cinco, Chad Johnson. You know, the guy who always wants to take a picture of all the big tips that he leaves on the checks. Which, by the way,
at McDonald's,
I'm all for the big tips. House. Maybe just don't take a picture of it and take all the credit for it, Mark Cuban.
Well,
I told you is
what these guys like to do.
But I remember he had his, was it Dodge Charger repoed? Dude was making like $8 million a year.
He had to afford the note on a Dodge, brother.
That's what I mean. Talk about there's a lot of pressure out there. You missed a check. I guess so.
I'm telling you, like, I've been one of these guys. I've been around a lot of these guys, and like, they're good with money in the sense that when it's coming in, they're doing the right things. I'm not exactly sure many of them have thought about, like, okay, what happens if I miss 3 or 4 or 5 checks?
Right.
Then what do I do? Which most people, by the way, they don't like that.
Yeah, most people don't like that.
So that's how you get to the point where they're like,
$6 for gas today.
Brother, We paid $137 to fill up my wife's car. I paid $99 on the way down here.
Well, I mean, we're getting that.
This is just gas money today.
Premium crap.
This is just
doing
gas
the show
money
for
today.
Gas money? That's right. Let's talk about OSU's president and his idea for what varsity sports look like in the future. Coming up next, Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Traffic is slowing down due to an accident that's on the left shoulder of eastbound 270 on the north outer belt at 315. You're also looking at slower traffic if you're on westbound 670 going from Grandview Avenue to I-70. This report is sponsored by Shores and Islands, Ohio. You are here, soaking up the sunshine, easing into island time, kicking back and jumping in, sipping, sunning, and settling in. Visit shoresandislands.com and plan your summer escape today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Fan is headed to the Memorial. Are you ready for 30 hours of live coverage? Oh, it's true, baby.
Sponsored by the Waterworks and Header Plumbing, Drain, Heating, and Cooling. Thewaterworks.com.
The best Memorial coverage. The Fan.
Common Man. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Right Way Heating and Cooling and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Settling to the cuck chair.
That's right.
Daddy likes to watch.
I'm your daddy.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
Daddy, what are you doing?
It's Good Clean Wednesday. Email us. goodcleanboy@gmail.com. This one comes in. Joshua Perry, by the way, is here today. I've come to a very reasonable conclusion. There should be a postseason Heisman Trophy, and it should be named the Cardale Jones Award. Few players have ever embodied the spirit of unexpected dominance when it matters most, quite like Cardale. Third-string quarterback, national spotlight, zero hesitation, and absolute chaos for opposing defenses. If the postseason Heisman is meant to honor clutch performances, resilience, and the ability to casually rewrite history in a three-game stretch, it would serve as a reminder that legends aren't always planned. They sometimes just show up and win a national championship and leave everyone arguing about it forever. Curious to hear your thoughts. Am I on to something here? Signed, Cardale Jones. No, it's not from Cardale, but sounds like it could have been. Your take on that?
I mean, if we had some sort of like postseason MVP type situation, I would totally be on board with that. I think it would be fun to evaluate the players as they go through and to hear people arguing about who was more important to their team's run and why. As an overall thought, I think they should vote on the Heisman after the national championship.
Really?
I do. I really do.
Well, then pretty much you're guaranteed that you wouldn't have anybody who didn't make the playoffs.
I mean, is that the case? Here's the thing. So, like, when, for example, when Travis Hunter won right. the Heisman, that team was ass. But we were like, this guy's so good, it doesn't matter.
But my point is, would we then just forget the regular season because we have a recency bias? We just finished watching the postseason.
If what you did during that regular season was inspiring and good enough, then I think that people will remember it. I'm thinking of Ezekiel Elliott when I make this argument. He had one of the most tremendous postseason runs I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Probably by the end of the year, could have made a really strong argument. Probably could have won a Heisman. Just based off of those last three games, like, but it was building up.
Who won it that year?
Who won it that year? 14. Was it Marcus Mariota?
Okay.
Yeah. And then after that, you watch him play on the field, you know what I'm saying?
Well, right,
the last
right.
game, like, so that's all I'm kind of getting at there is, like, I think people would have felt the same way about Travis Hunter when he won the Heisman, even after watching.
You think he still would have won the Heisman?
I think so.
Okay. Ohio State University President Ravi Belamkonda. How do we say this guy's name? Belamkonda? I feel like I'm doing it wrong. Teddy?
I think that's right.
You're a linguist.
I believe that's how you say it.
I could have said anything right there, couldn't I? And no. You would have been like, no, I think that sounds good.
I agree with you.
Ravi Belamkonda.
Yes.
Said he's committed to maintaining all of its current 36 Division I sports teams with a caveat. In a sit-down interview May 1st inside the president's offices, he told reporters he wants to maintain all the university's athletics programs as long as it's able. Says we are very committed to the Olympic sports, beyond all the revenue sports and such. But like any good leader, you have to be open to other possibilities. But I don't see any reason to go away from that mission unless we have to for some reason. So this is, yeah, I'm all for it. Unless I change my mind because financially it just is not feasible for us to support all of these non-revenue sports, which is, you know, I like the headline where it says Ohio State president commits to keeping 36 sports. However, there's a big caveat in there for now.
Yes.
How long is this sustainable?
I mean, this is part of the conversation that we were just having. We're looking at schools that are doing two things right now. Number one, they're just flat out like, yeah, we're cutting the program. So I think Arkansas got rid of men's and women's tennis recently. There are other programs that are like, we're not actually getting rid of it, but we're just defunding it. So they're not even
turning into club sports.
No, not even that. Like, it's still Division I, but we're just not going to spend nearly as much money as we've spent in the past.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what they're doing. And when you start to get to that point, you have to make the tough decisions. The other thing that I would connect back to this from Ohio State, and like, I think Penn State's got 31 sports, Michigan's got a bunch of them. When you're talking about closing the gap and competing with the SEC, a lot of those schools down there have the 16 or whatever the number is sports to be Division I. They keep it at the minimum. And we're over here in Big Ten land, and we're like, we're going to have 25, 26, 31,
yeah.
36 versus 16. I see why the conversations might be happening, even though people don't want to address them. I would hate to see it. I would hate to see it, but this is, it's too much. It's like, it's too, everything's happening at once, and the money's not happening at the same rate.
That's why, and again, I always feel like I'm saying this. This is a longer conversation.
It is. I'm going to come to Common Man's basement.
This is a
so
longer
we can do this.
Conversation. And this is why I say it. People are always all nervous about centralizing things. You know, with the Big Ten's always been the Big Ten. We don't want to lump in with the SEC. We don't want to negotiate TV with them. We don't want to play by the same rules as them. Should we, though? If we're really going to take college sports and bring it into a new era and legitimize it, shouldn't we all be playing under the same set of rules when it comes to drug testing and scheduling and having 16 varsity sports when somebody else has 31, doing the bare minimum when somebody else doesn't have to?
I mean, it's part of the thing that I think a lot of us have always loved about the collegiate landscape is, like, some of these things say something about your values as a fan, your values as a university.
Have we loved it or have we tolerated it?
I think, well, for me, I will say, like, some of my best friends were somebody who I saw a couple weeks ago who's now a Peloton row instructor. But she rowed here and was a championship rower. And, like, I was friends with people who played field hockey and women's lacrosse and synchronized swimming, which, by the way, I would see Gene Smith and his wife. When I would go up to watch synchronized swimming, he would be there in person because he was an athlete once upon a time, coach, then got into administration, unlike these guys nowadays that do the job. All that to say, I take pride in that. I take pride in that. I also think that there's the other part is I'm glad you got your Olympic rings on right now with the American flag right there. Everybody wants to get all hyped up every so often when we're competing against the other nations in the Olympics. Right. Where the hell are these athletes going to train if we keep scrapping all the sports? How are they going to become great Olympians?
Well, not just that. I mean, America, especially the collegiate system, is the training ground for most other countries, too, when it comes to their athletics.
Like, it's bigger than dollars and cents in a lot of ways. I take pride in it. I think the opportunity for these athletes is bigger than that. We got the whole Olympic thing. We could ruin the Olympics. I'm not trying to be dramatic. We could ruin the Olympics by what we're doing to collegiate athletics right now.
Well, let's change gears here, because I want to play a little game with you called Who Is This Guy? I'm going to ask you about some former teammates, and you need to identify those teammates.
All right.
All right, that's coming up next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Traffic is slowing down due to an accident that's at the intersection of East Long Street and 3rd Street. We also have slower traffic on northbound 270 going from 670 to Morse Road on the East Outer Belt. This report is sponsored by Sunsetter. With a Sunsetter awning, turn your patio into a cool, shaded retreat. Up to 20 degrees cooler with the push of a button. And right now, save $350 at sunsetter.com. That's sunsetter.com. Life's better under a sunsetter. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Testing live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Jacob Reimer. The Reds look to break their five-game losing streak tonight at Wrigley Field, taking on the Cubs. First pitch is at 7:40. The Guardians are taking on the Royals in Kansas City tonight, also at 7:40. Cleveland trying to snap a three-game skid themselves. Second round of the NBA playoffs tonight, the Knicks host the 76ers, and the Timberwolves are at the Spurs. Philadelphia will be without Joel Embiid tonight, as he's dealing with ankle and hip injuries. A few more commitments to the 2026 Memorial Tournament today. Two-time champion Patrick Cantlay, 2023 winner Victor Hovland, and Justin Thomas are all set to play at Jack's Place in early June. And Kentucky Derby winner Golden Tempo will not run in next weekend's Preakness and will instead look ahead to the Belmont Stakes on June 6th. This update is sponsored by TurboTrack Realty. Done with that property? Call John Kozik at TurboTrack Realty for a cash offer. 614-470-2000. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
I want you to draw me like one of your French girls, Jack, wearing this.
My eyes!
And only this.
Is it over? Can I open my eyes?
Here's Man and Timmy.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. Timmy is golfing today. Joshua Perry is with me. And I was reading, JP, that as we get older, we need to keep our minds sharp. Right?
It's what important. They say.
Take supplements,
yeah.
Do little exercises. Like for me, I play the ping pong out there.
Oh, yeah.
Because they say it's good for hand-eye coordination.
It's not why you play it.
Well, that it's a reason why I play it. I also take naps because they said nap people have a slower rate of cognitive decline.
That's not why you nap.
No, but it's a nice benefit.
It is.
Okay, this is what I can tell my wife.
These are perks.
That's right. So for you, we got to keep that brain moving. Because
it's done plenty of moving.
You've had some concussions.
Around in the noggin.
I understand. Hopefully it's been a while, and hopefully you don't get another one.
Fingers crossed.
All right. But I have the rosters here, 2012, 2013, 2014, 2015. Okay. Ohio State rosters. I'm going to let you start out by which year. You want to...
Let's start with 2012. Let's
2012.
Go.
All right. So, how well do you know your former teammates? Some of these guys you played with for a long time. Some of them, maybe you just had a cup of coffee with.
Mm-hmm.
either because they were graduating when you were coming in or they transferred out because they didn't get any playing time. But the subject of duplicate numbers has been a hot one for the past 20 years
or so.
Oh,
it's a hot one.
So in 2012, two guys on your roster wore number 8. Can you tell me either one of those two guys? I will tell you right now, neither one of them finished at Ohio State. And they were both incoming freshmen with you.
Oh, that makes it even worse. Who wore number 8 in 2012? Didn't finish. Noah Spence.
No, Noah Spence. Actually, you know what? Yes.
Yeah. Yes. My guy.
Yes, Noah Spence. That's right. You got one.
Wrecking this little brain.
Noah Spence. And I got to tell you something. If you get this next one, I forgot he even existed. You're the ultimate champion.
I don't think I can get it.
Raekwon Southward.
Oh, God. He was there for like, I don't think he made it out of training camp.
I was going to say, he was there for just a cup of coffee.
Literally.
Raekwon Southward.
Yeah, he's a Florida kid, right?
He was an incoming freshman with you.
Wow.
All right, now let me give you another
one. It's a throwback.
Let's do, this is still with 2012.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to say also a freshman, offensive line from Pickerington.
Well, we had a couple from Pickerington. We had Jacoby Boren, and we had Pat Elflein.
Pat Elflein is who I was looking for right
Absolutely.
There. Good job.
Love the Central Ohio guys.
Naples, Florida is all I'm going to tell you.
Naples, Florida. That would have been Jeff Heierman.
No. Carlos Hyde.
Carlos Hyde.
Carlos Hyde, good old number 34. Oh,
man, had the biggest head. You know, you ever look at a picture of Carlos?
You know what, though?
Hard
shame,
to frame
shame
him
on me, because Jeff Heierman is from Naples, Florida.
Yeah, he is.
And he was on this roster.
Damn right.
You know what? I'm asking the questions, and I don't even know the damn answers.
Yeah.
I was thinking to myself, there's only one guy from Naples, Florida on that roster.
Come on, man.
All right. Huber Heights.
Braxton. It's got to be Braxton. It's
Braxton.
Yeah. Got to be.
All right. Pick another year.
All right.
You're not struggling near as much as I wanted you to.
Let's just go chronologically through the years.
2013. All right. Let's do corner.
Okay.
Freshman.
Freshman corner.
From the state of New Jersey. Oh,
Eli. Apple.
Eli Apple is correct.
What a guy.
Let's do fifth year senior from Dayton.
From Dayton.
Fifth year senior from Dayton.
This is, see, I'll
give you his number if you want the number.
Let me guess before I get the number.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Zach Domacone.
See, here's the thing. You may be right on him.
I don't know. I'm trying to remember what year he left.
I don't see him on this roster.
Okay, so he might have left the year before. All right. Give me a number.
4.
C.J. Barnett.
C.J. Barnett.
C.J. Barnett,
that
my guy.
Correct. Number 7. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Number 7. See, the numbers are a little bit more tricky. My brain doesn't resonate with some of these. Is it offense or defense?
Offense.
Who was wearing 7?
Fifth year senior.
That's not helpful.
Shorter guy.
That's not helpful. I don't know.
Jordan Hall.
Jordan Hall.
Jordan Hall.
Man was in the news not too long ago, unfortunately.
What happened to Jordan Hall?
He got in a little trouble.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to keep guys who have been in trouble out of my questions. But here's a guy who would never get in trouble because he's a good, clean boy. All right? And I actually gave him his nickname. Fifth year senior quarterback.
Was that Kenny G?
Kenny G.
Yeah.
Smooth Jazz was the nickname I gave him.
Kenny Guyton. I think he's over there with Lou Fickell right now at Wisconsin.
Is he?
Yeah, I think so. Mm. Yep. A little ball coach.
All right, let's move on to 2014 roster. Okay? 2014. That's too easy. All right. Freshman.
Okay.
Linebacker.
Okay. Raekwon McMillan. Was it Dante Booker?
Raekwon.
Yeah, I love Raekwon. Right kind of guy.
How about... See, this didn't print up the right way, too.
How'd you want it to print up?
It's different for every single year. All right, here it is now. Okay, I got it.
All right.
Let's do number 21, freshman in 2014.
21?
21 from Akron.
From Akron. Would have been a freshman in 14. Offense or defense?
Offense.
Offense.
Your hint is a city in Europe.
City in Europe. Well, should have brushed up on my European geography before I came in.
Paris Campbell.
Paris Campbell.
Paris Campbell.
Didn't he change numbers?
He probably did.
Yeah. See, these freshmen.
Again, you're asking
numbers.
Me questions that I don't know the answer to. I mean,
Paris was so young when he came in. He was still like 16.
16?
I promise you. Like, he was...
Doogie Howser?
I think he had accelerated academics through school, and he was like a real young dude.
He didn't make it all the way through here, did he? Did he transfer out? Or did he make it all the way through?
No, he made it through.
Yeah. Teddy, how many of those would you have gotten?
Maybe half of them.
And you didn't have any concussions? See?
No. Yes.
You're sharp as a tack.
Thank you.
Sharp as a tack.
I'm proud of that.
I want to talk about a lie that we're telling ourselves in college football coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got slowdown due to an accident that's on Olentangy River Road at Knightsbridge Boulevard. And be aware of another delay due to a disabled vehicle on northbound 71 on the north side, causing slowdown from North Broadway to Cook Road. This report is sponsored by COTA. Tapping is already how you move through your day. Now it's how you ride the bus. Pay to ride COTA by tapping your card, smartphone, or smartwatch and go. Learn more at COTA.com/tap. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Think you know Buckeye football? These two say, hold my beer.
The Beat with Austin and Berm.
Sponsored by The Waterworks.
Daily on The Fan's YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts.
Your home of the Buckeyes, The Fan.
Hey there.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Now, Thursday looks like it's going to be dry and sunny across central Ohio with temperatures in the 50s. On Friday, we'll see a little bit of sunshine, a couple of rain showers around the area, and highs in the low 60s. A little heavier rain may come through Friday night into Saturday morning, and then on Saturday, turning sunny as the day wears on and highs around 70 degrees. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
We have a producer who passes out easily and hosts you wish would pass out easily. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Timmy's out today. Joshua Perry is with me. It's a good, clean Wednesday. Email us goodcleanboy@gmail.com. Greg says, hi, Common Man. I see on 614 Food that it says the Thurman Cafe won't reopen until March of next year. They had a fire there. And look, I can tell you from experience, when your favorite place closes down, like mine did with Hunan Lion, because they had a fire there for almost 2 years, you don't know what to do with yourself.
Mm.
There are people that go to the Thurman Cafe weekly, and now they got nothing to do until March. However, I think it's still around in Delaware. They got the
Sun.
The Sun.
It ain't the same.
It's not?
Well, I mean, you know, there's...
Well, the atmosphere, of course, is not the same. But,
and it's part of the reason why you want to go. I live not too far from the Sun. I enjoy the Sun. It doesn't give me the same vibes.
Well, you're going to have to deal with the Sun until at least March.
But what if you were into the vibes and not just the food? Like, how do you overcome that?
You don't. you wait, and I'll tell you what's going to happen too, is that when this thing opens back up, let's say it is March and they don't have any further delays, good luck trying to get in there.
Oh, buddy,
because it was already hard to get into.
Yes,
people would be lined up around the block just to get those vibes that you're talking about.
Listen, man, I'm not gonna knock anybody for doing what they have to do. I'm not sure that there's any restaurant I would ever stand on line for blocks to eat. I don't.
You've never had something that's so good.
Not that good.
I'm playing devil's advocate, but I agree with you 100%.
Okay.
I was visiting a buddy of mine a couple years back in New York, in Brooklyn. And he knows that I love pizza. He loves pizza too. He says, I'm going to take you to the best pizza place in the whole city.
Okay.
I mean, you go down all the lists and stuff like that, like this place.
Sbarro's?
No, although I don't crap on that. I enjoy a slice. All right, but he said, this place is the place to go. He said, there's just one catch. I said, what's the catch? He says, well, you got to wait in line for 3 hours. It's that crowded. It's that popular.
Dude,
right?
And like, then you got to time out your hunger, right?
Well,
like,
then I said to him, I said, the second place on the list, does it have a 3-hour wait? He said, no. I said, well, that then becomes the best place because I can go eat it now.
Seriously. And then you're managing hunger while you're waiting. Like, I've got to go before I know I'm hungry so I can get in line. And then hopefully my hunger is where I need it to be when it's time for me to eat this damn food.
And I want to talk about one of the biggest lies in college football. All right, so our guy Adam Rittenberg had an opportunity today. By the way, you will hear from Adam Rittenberg tomorrow. We will talk to him about this very thing. To tour Northwestern's new stadium today. New Ryan Field.
Okay.
All right, it's not done yet, but they had a little media thing where you can tour it. And look, this is going to be unprecedented. You're spending $1 billion for a 35,000-seat stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And all these articles that I'm reading... This is the new wave of college football. Like, this is it here. All these other schools for years have been busting their ass trying to get 100,000 people in on a Saturday to watch a game. But this, what they've done here is they've focused on the experience, not on just capacity. And they're going to give people something they've never had before, which is all well and good. I'm not saying it's going to be a piece of crap. It's $1 billion. It should be very nice. Okay? But they're building a 35,000-seat stadium in Evanston, Illinois, because that's all they think they can sell.
Yes.
if they were able to sell 100,000 seats, they would build one of those. This isn't them breaking the mold, saying we're going to do college football differently. This is them saying we can't do college football the way that other big time programs do it. So we're going to change it because we have to.
Right. So there are two things. And you mentioned the first one is, I don't know if people have been to games there. I've played there before. Okay. That thing was terrible.
I did a high school football game there.
Did you?
For cable access. I was the play-by-play broadcaster.
How'd you like it?
It was a piece of crap in the, you know, 90s when I was there.
Were there more people at the high school game than there would be?
Yes.
This was,
unless Ohio State was there?
Yeah.
Yes.
So we played there in 13 and we had a bunch of people that were there, but otherwise there was a lot of holes that are in that stadium. So they had to build it small, to your point. But then you're sitting here and you're saying, okay, so the best we can do is 35,000 people in this building at any given point. We have to go over the top with experience, with sights, with amenities, so we can charge a high enough ticket price to justify having such a small stadium, because you still got to sell tickets and that's still got to be a source of revenue for you. So yeah, I think those two things happen for them and I'm sure it'll be great. Way better than it was before, but
that's not hard.
They couldn't do anything but say, we're going to build it small and then hope that everybody loves it because it's different.
Well, the media is latching onto it.
They did the same thing with the Intuit Dome or whatever. Anytime.
What's the Intuit Dome?
Where the Clippers play.
Oh, yes.
Anytime these PR people hand the media these sheets with amenities, and you're going to be in and out of that damn bathroom so quick, and we've taken decision fatigue out of your mind because you only get popcorn and water and there's not a whole bunch of other stuff, and we're going to scan your retinas because we like to collect data as well, because our guy is a tech guy, so we're going to take your data too. And you hand that to people in the media and they run with it. That was the greatest damn thing ever when it opened.
It amazes me, though, that they would just run with it.
I know. Out of everything, they want to be so skeptical, but it's like, new stadium. Hey, look at this. And they're like, oh, this is great.
Very good. I can cut and paste this and put it right in my article.
Let me write about this.
That's right. I wonder, though, because I've made this joke about Ohio State basketball, where they come out and they say, oh, we gotta get a new scoreboard, right? The scoreboard's small, and it's the smallest scoreboard in the Big Ten, and we got to take $6.5 million. We need the scoreboard. And I've always said, if you put a survey out to the fans, what would you rather do? Go out and get the boss of college basketball for $6.5 million, the best player you can possibly get on the NIL market in the portal for $6.5 million, or get a better scoreboard. I guarantee you 90% of Buckeye basketball fans would say, give me the player.
Yes.
Right? I wonder if you went to the Northwestern people and you said, hey, the Ryan family, they really just have $1 billion burning a hole in their pocket. So we can either make the greatest 35,000 seat college football experience for you, or we could go out and literally buy you a national championship.
I'm going to tell you what the Northwestern people would say.
What would they say?
Number one, we could do both if we really wanted to, because we got enough money.
Yes.
But number two, we would try to get those guys. They can't get into school here.
See, I don't buy that.
I don't buy it either.
I don't buy that for a second. That's an excuse. They get into Notre Dame, there's no problems there.
Well, now, again, every school has their limitations on what type of student they're willing to take based off of the player that they're trying to get. But they love saying, well, the only reason that guy's playing there is because he couldn't get in here. Like, and I think there's a little bit of validity to it, but that's what they would tell you.
That's a loser mentality. You know who used to say that too? Michigan would say that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, they have changed a little bit because they knew.
Well.
They knew.
Yeah, I'm not saying that you just all of a sudden go out and get a bum off the street that can't read.
Oh, they were making exceptions for a couple of those guys, though. They just weren't making a lot of them. They've made more exceptions lately, but there were dudes in the history of every program that struggled with phonics. And just like basic ABC reading, and everybody's had them. You'll make an exception once or twice.
We've had them.
Yes. This is not a knock on anybody.
Right.
But yeah, that's what they'll tell you, though, is we can't get those guys in. By the way, never seen the kid's transcript. They're just...
No.
Right? But they can't get him in.
No.
Yeah.
Matt Campbell is the new head coach at Penn State. And I was reading a thing today about how he's sort of changing the culture behind the scenes. First couple months he's been on the job. I want to talk to you about that guy and that program specifically coming up next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a couple minutes slowdown on southbound 270 on the east outer belt from East Broad Street to 33. And you're going to hit a 5-minute delay on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt from Sawmill Road to 71. This report is sponsored by Ohio Housing Finance Agency. Thinking of buying a home but don't think you can afford it? The Ohio Housing Finance Agency provides down payment assistance and affordable loan options to eligible Ohioans. Learn more and find out if you qualify by visiting myohiohome.org. Homeownership, make it part of your future. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
These two dopes fight like an old married couple.
Girl fight.
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Hey, check it out. Nerd fight.
Timmy's off today. Joshua Perry is with me. Who is, all years playing football, who's the biggest guy you've ever seen?
Biggest guy, DJ Fluker. Played for Bama. He's an offensive lineman. He had weight issues galore. Played on the Chargers with him. I mean, dude probably was, my rookie year might have been his second or third year, probably over 400 pounds, like just big, massive. I mean, his hands were huge, they were thick. He wore like a size 38 shoe. He was sweaty. He was a huge, nasty looking man. Now I see this guy on Instagram and he's like, rocked up, just like swole.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. And then obviously there's a real Chris Carter who played wide receiver. I played with a guy named Chris Carter who was a big dude. I believe his mother was a butcher. So his freezer, his freezer would be full of meats. And this dude had no self-control. Big, big boy. Big boy.
Look, I've been around my share of athletes. You're a big guy. All right. I worked with Beanie Wells, big guy.
Yeah.
James Laurinaitis, not that big of a guy.
Sure.
Regular size guy.
Right.
But I walked in yesterday. I haven't seen him in a while, so I was surprised by his bigness. Jake Ballard's there.
Dog.
And I'm thinking to myself,
yeah,
how the hell does anyone attempt to tackle Jake Ballard?
Massive dude.
Like, Laurinaitis was a fit guy. He was a football player guy.
Laurinaitis had a real meaty neck back in the day.
No, I understand that, but still, his job was to tackle guys like that.
Yes.
When he got into the league. Mm-hmm. Obviously, didn't have tackle Jake because they were on the same team. You know what I mean? But I don't know how anybody would physically get him down. Just a huge man.
You got to hit him low. So there's actually, you want to get into schools of thought on that. So there's a lot of guys who say you hit them low and you chop them down, which yeah, certainly can work unless they keep you, you know, off the legs and then now you're on the ground. There's another school of thought that says if you hit them high, you can control their body a little bit more and you can drive them whatever the case is until you're hanging on to the back of the guy.
I was going to say, as long as they have no momentum
right
at all.
So all that to say, just got to hit them hard. Right, hit him high, you hit him low, you hit him hard.
Who was the hardest guy to tackle? Was it always the biggest guy, or was it a guy maybe that had a nice meaty trunk on him?
I think it was the guy in the middle. I think it's the blend of size and speed to me, that becomes difficult. Ezekiel Elliott's a great example of that, mm-hmm. where I've seen backs. Certainly, Derrick Henry's a great example that are bigger, right? I've also seen some backs that are faster. But the combination of Zeke's size, in particular, his lower body, and his speed, best of luck.
Now, you had, I remember discussions with Tyvus about tackling Saquon Barkley, right? You guys were played against him, and you had some thoughts on that.
This was funny. I'm glad you brought this up, because Tyvus wanted to clown me one of the days where I was in. We're doing crosstalk. And so I had mentioned that Tyvus was a very poor tackler, and he always was. Wasn't good at it. Hit him high, hit him low. Whatever the case was, couldn't do it. I was a great tackler. It was one of my best traits. If I got my hands on you, probably going to the ground. So then he's like, oh, we played Saquon Barkley. We played Penn State. How many tackles did you have that game? Well, I had none. And he's like, ha ha. He thought it was a gotcha. Eli Apple, who you asked me about earlier, bad tackler as well, was trying to tackle Saquon, whipped off of him, rolled up on my ankle. Gone for the game. Had to put me on ice.
And that's why he didn't have any tackles.
Yes. Now,
that dude, Eli Apple's fault.
That dude, very similar to Ezekiel Elliott from the standpoint of he can run, his legs, different level in terms of strength.
Yeah.
And it makes it harder to actually
power,
wrap
speed,
a guy too.
When, squirmy.
When their legs are that big.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's got the speed and everything else. So
you brought up Penn State. I was reading a piece today about how Matt Campbell is adjusting to his Penn State surroundings. And we're a couple months away now from the hire. Is that a good hire for them? And what is, I mean, they think they can be.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
National championship contenders and playoff team every single year. Is that realistic for Penn State?
So I think it's a good hire. I think he's a good ball coach. I don't know if he's as dynamic of a recruiter as James Franklin was. That's not to say that he was the best recruiter in the world. I don't know if that matters as much anymore. Do you write the checks? Do you get the guys out of the portal? All that stuff. But he can build culture. He knows how to coach the game. He's won at a place where he's had to do it with less. I'm fine with that. Now, this idea of what does Penn State do in terms of expectations? I have long said, in Indiana winning it all kind of throws a wrench into this. Anybody can do it now.
Mm-hmm.
I've long said that maybe their expectations at Penn State were always out of whack for what James Franklin was actually producing. Because more than he didn't, they were winning 10 games a year. They're participating in New Year's Six bowl games. They made the run in the college football playoff a couple years ago. I thought he was doing pretty well. Then I'm like, why are all these Penn State fans so mad about winning 10 games a year? So I start looking. You know, last time they won a national title,
it was what year was that, Teddy?
Mm-hmm.
90, mm-hmm.
Like 95 or something.
Yeah, it was like 94.
Yeah, somewhere.
The year I was born.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the point I'm trying to make. I don't know where the hell they got these expectations from. I really don't. So my expectation for him is the same expectation I had when it was James Franklin. If you can get to that 10-11. Win mark, now you're in the college football playoff, of course, with the big bracket. Win a round or two. I'm not anticipating that they're a title contender in period, because that's just not what the history says to me.
I think it's, I'm not saying you're wrong. I think that it's the consistent losing to the wrong program.
Sure.
You know, you don't want to feel like you're a step down.
But they are.
But they don't, but they're not going to. Nebraska fans are still in their delusion.
Yeah.
Okay? And you want to talk about it's been a while.
Right.
But it's been much longer for them.
That was always kind of my point. Like, I know it sucks, but, like, what indication do you have that it should be any different? You want it to be different. I get that. There's a desire for it to be different. Totally understand. To me, this always felt like Penn State was going to either maintain and be the same, or they were going to take a step back after firing James Franklin. Because there's not really that much more space to go. So, all right, let's say you beat Ohio State, but you still end up at 10-2 and you win maybe a game in the college football playoff before you get bounced out of there. Do you feel much better?
Consistently?
No.
Are we talking about next year if that happens?
Yeah, I'm saying, like,
then you, yes, you know, they you feel better
a couple times.
No, if this is a consistent problem, I think the issue they had with James Franklin is that it was the same problem every single year.
Yeah.
You're good, you're good, you're good until you play a team in your conference that's really good.
That's,
and then you're close, but that's, you can't do it.
That's the thing is, I just think that's what they are as a program.
Should they be satisfied with that?
No, they shouldn't be satisfied with that. I don't think Matt Campbell was like, oh, go out and get him and he's going to be the solution to that. I think he's a very good ball coach. But if we're talking about like, you know, is he eons better than James Franklin? Like, I'm not exactly sure about that.
When you look at this conference right now, is there such a thing as a sleeping giant? You know, for years, people in the SEC would look and they'd say, man, Tennessee's sleepy and they're not doing anything. But once they get themselves together, or Florida now, once they get themselves together, watch out. Or has the rules changed so much and the landscape changed so much? You look at a program like Wisconsin and say, no, they're probably not going to be that consistently good team anymore. They may have years where they jump up and surprise people, but they just don't consistently have the funds to make that thing go.
That's a tough question, because like the one that intrigues me a ton is Washington, but it's so far away. You know, like you feel like they're out of the mix. It's a little bit more difficult to get guys out there to recruit them, but they're well capitalized. You know, like there's a push and an allure to go there, right? It's better than being in Champaign, Illinois, right? But like, I don't know if I would consider that. I think anymore, can the coach vibe with guys in the portal? Can you cut the check? Like the whole idea of like, if this one thing happens now, like, I'm not exactly
sure.
Well,
what's interesting is that Michigan State, where Pat Fitzgerald is now.
Yeah, well.
Right? I mean, you want to talk about cut the check. They got the Ishbias there, and sure, they were cutting the check. And they still, I guess, have the ability to cut the check, but sure, we never even talk about them as being in the picture.
I don't think they are, personally. I think Fitz
Money shouldn't be the issue.
No, it shouldn't be the issue. My issue's with Fitz.
You're not a fan?
Well, I think that he might have been out of the game at the wrong time, and maybe he's lost his fastball a little bit. And his last couple years at Northwestern, by the way, I know people.
No, they weren't good.
At all.
No, they weren't good.
Really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that's kind of my thought on that. The other one that also intrigues me, because I think he's a very good ball coach and they've been like consistently building, is Illinois with Brett Bielema. And I don't know exactly what it takes, but I think they've got the coach and I think they've got the AD, and now they just got to get the right mix of players in that building.
Do they have the coach for the long haul, or does he sort of look at that as, I have another successful season and then I hightail it to another program that's going to pay a little bit more money?
I've spent a good amount of time with him. He's been very candid in conversations like that with me. What he did at Wisconsin kind of like got pissed off and said, I'm just going to go.
Yeah.
And then it didn't work at Arkansas.
Right.
He doesn't want to do that again. So if he's got that thing where he wants it to be, I think he's in it.
It's an interesting conversation, man, because, you know, Indiana's really changed everything.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to necessarily go to Ohio State or Michigan anymore.
No, I know.
To win, right?
All right, he is Joshua Perry. Timmy is golfing today. We'll do back page coming up. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There's a couple-minute delay if you're on northbound 270 on the west outer belt from Tuttle Crossing Boulevard to 161, and you're going to hit a five-minute slowdown on westbound 70 on the west side from Central Avenue to Hague Avenue. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Best way to make sure you don't miss any of your favorite fan shows?
Oh, no.
Download the Fan app, silly.
God damn it, I knew that.
App Store, Google Play, or just scream right at your phone. Psst, you can also listen to Buckeye Games. Do it now.
Tomorrow,
the podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. Timmy's off today. Joshua Perry is with me. Timmy will be back tomorrow. His tales of golfing from Jack's place. You know what I love? You grew up here, and I grew up in the Midwest, and all us Midwestern people like to complain about the weather all the time. Oh, you don't like the weather? Wait 5 minutes, it'll change. And we always think that wherever we're from has the weirdest weather ever.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing holds a candle to Denver, Colorado. Nothing. So right now in Denver, they are clearing snow off of the field at Coors Field because the Rockies are trying to play a baseball game tonight. They had several inches of snow. And tomorrow's high is going to be 74 degrees. And on Sunday, it's going to be 87. You can't hold a candle to that weird mountain weather out there.
That can't be good for anything, anybody.
That's why they smoke so much weed out there.
No, it has to be. I mean, but like, I don't know. What your house goes through, the expansions and contractions.
That's
and
right. You know,
that's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Like, that's got to be hard on all
the
your
cracks
stuff.
And the gaps.
You got pits and cracks.
That's right.
Yes.
It's astonishing to
me.
It
is. It's crazy.
And we have crazy weather days here.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't remember a time where we've had several inches of snow and then the next day is going to be 77 degrees.
Go swimming in what used to be the snow.
Yes. Clear off the snow.
That's it.
The pool's still open.
All good.
All right. Back page.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Ted Turner has died at the age of 87. He founded TBS, the superstation. He owned the Braves. He owned the Hawks. He owned Ted's Montana Grill. He owned WCW back in the day, Teddy.
I loved it.
A little wrestling.
Yeah, and when he left there, you know, the AOL, Time Warner, they had the merger, and then when they forced Ted out, that basically was the death of WCW at that time because he loved the wrestling, and he championed it, and he was the only guy. Everybody else there was just embarrassed by it, basically. And so when they got him out, then it wasn't too much longer after that it was dead.
Ted Turner, one of the most influential guys, also founded CNN. I didn't, obviously, breaking news, I didn't know him. Mm. He sounded like a big, giant pain in the ass.
Well,
but I wonder how many, like I run into people all the time. Oh, I was a Cubs fan. Where'd you grow up? North Dakota. Because I watched him on WGN, and that was their connection to the Cubs. How many people grew up Braves fans just because they were on TBS every single day?
It's huge. I'm always curious, though, about people like him. How do you get like that? Where you come up with these ideas and you start all these things, you know, and like, obviously there was a mold once he got into the TV business, but just the idea of like, oh, going to start this thing. And it's like, brain's always turning.
You are a high functioning degenerate. I mean, we have those guys now.
It's crazy.
You look at guys like Bezos and Musk and Zuckerberg. I mean, these are guys that want for nothing, will never want for anything, and they work 20 hours a day, and they're never satisfied, and we can look at that and say, yes, that's what America's about. Or we can look at that and say, no, that's what high-functioning mental illness is about.
It really is.
All right? Because this constant battle to win at all costs.
Yeah. It's the desire to continue to do the thing when you have all the things. But it's not just like, I want to do this. It's that I want to crush everybody else.
At the risk of everything else.
Yeah.
And Ted Turner was married many times. Look at Tom Brady. Tom Brady's not Jeff Bezos, okay?
Right.
But Tom Brady had a situation. He had done it all. He had won 7 Super Bowls. He was the greatest of all time. His wife looked at him and said, I need you to focus on our marriage right now. It's very important to me that you do that for the sake of me and your children. And he said,
right now?
I think I'll play another year in Tampa Bay.
You want me to do that right now?
Yeah, maybe another year in Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
No, and threw that away.
It's sick. But we celebrate these people. We celebrate these people.
But Michael Jordan was like that.
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant was like that.
Sure.
These guys are insane.
Yep. But I want to be in their brain for like 48 hours.
You know what? It's probably a pretty sad place to be.
I want to experience that. Just so I can know.
What percentage of that do you think you have? Let's say they're at 100% competitive all the time. Because I don't think there's anybody who's ever at zero and... You know, we're all different shades of everything, whether we want to admit it or not. There's a part of us. Like, we're, you know, maybe 5% lunatic, depending on who the person is. From a competitive standpoint, if Michael Jordan's at 100, where did you play? Where were you?
So, I'll tell you where I'm at today. Yesterday, we had some folks over, did a little Cinco de Mayo.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had a little garage party. So, we're all sitting in the garage chit-chatting. And my brother-in-law's girlfriend says, hey, do you have any board games? And my wife says, if you bring out a board game, I'm going to go to sleep because she won't play a board game with me because I'm trying to win.
Because you're that competitive.
Yeah, and like, I'm going to win and I'm going to let you know that I'm winning. I do it with children. I do it with my wife. I don't care. I don't.
So, I mean, obviously that's from playing,
right?
I mean, you have to transfer it to someplace else.
I want to be really good at this thing. I want to be good at
is that TV why thing. Is that why you're a good cook too?
Yeah, I mean, if I'm going to do something, I'd like to be good at it. But like, I look at this as a really interesting outlet for that because every show people can listen to, you get feedback. It's either good or it's bad, and you're either getting better or you're not. And if you're not, you're getting replaced.
Well, good news. You get to do this again with me on Monday because Timmy's out on Monday.
Yes.
So don't go too far.
Just be right up the road.
All right. Timmy's back tomorrow. I'm back tomorrow. We'll talk to you then. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some slower traffic on northbound 270 on the East Outer Belt between 670 and Morse Road. Just a couple-minute delay there. But you're looking at a 10-minute slowdown on northbound 71 on the north side between East Broad Street and North Broadway. This report is sponsored by the Ohio Department of Public Safety. Roadside workers have lives and families, but when they're on the job, they put it all on the line to protect and serve us. Remember, they're not just roadside workers. Thank you for moving over and slowing down. Brought to you by ODOT, USDOT, NHTSA, and ODPS. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Are you ready to tackle those home projects? Whether it's a new patio, fresh paint, or just some more space, now's the perfect time to make it happen. With a home equity loan from CME Federal Credit Union, you'll get an introductory 3.99% APR for 12 months, giving you the flexibility to take on those dream house projects. Your home's next chapter starts at CME. Visit CMEFCU.org to apply today and to get your plans underway.
Terms and conditions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.